Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Radio online.
Uh-oh.
Your boy Lego.
What up, Lush?
Let's go. I said live, Lush Radio. Lush got a crazy flow. Plus all the people know Lush got the 80s flow. Sister from another mystic grind. I know I'm running with ya. Do your thing, baby girl. Nobody fucking with ya. Friday, 6 to 8, chatting over dinner plates. Always trying to feel. So I say she let them innovate. Invade in the airwaves like a pair of war jets. Me and her been through it all like some war vets. Black on black Corvette. Sick like a horse neck. And her name rings bells like she was at your doorstep. Lush Radio online. Always on time. So tune in for the latest news and whoever's on. Every day, all day, nothing but exclusive hits. Nothing but good music, you should get used to this. Just like the old days, jamming to the old J's. In the energy's like we live on stage. Lush Radio.
Told you I had you, ma. I'm with you. Your boy,
Lecker. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. And you already know what it is, man. Tonight it's going down. Tonight, man, we got an awesome show, man. We're going in tonight. We're going to have a little forum session going on. But tonight we're going to have your boy, Messiah the Truth, repping the Jersey area. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be live in the building with us. And since we are talking about Jersey, shout out to my boy Lega from Paterson, New Jersey, co-signed by the man, the only DJ Khaled. You know what I'm saying? That did that intro for us. You know what I'm saying? All they want is Lush Radio. You already know what it is, man. But girl, stop playing and come on, Lush Radio Online. But tonight, we're going to have your man, Messiah the Truth, up in the Jersey area, man. He's also the winner of the Rock Solid ENT and Lush Radio Online Heart of the City open mic that took place October the 16th. Man, he won that cash, and he did his thing. You know what I'm saying? It was a hard decision, but my man did his 1-2, man, and everybody loved him. So he came through. He got some mixtapes coming out, a lot of hot things, man. He got an album release party that's going down with First Lady L. That's our girl, our family. And shout out to my boy DJ Envy is going down. So it's a lot of shit going down, man. Y'all better stay tuned. Your boy's going to be live in the building. Along with that, we got the world-famous Sha Stimula, you know what I'm saying? And he's going to be live in the building telling us about all his new moves. He's going to be live in the building. And we also got special guest Honey Management, DJ Ricky Ruckus, out in Cleveland, another DJ of ours, DJ Smoke, Teddy Tef from the Awesome 2. And we're going to have Shake Avell from Feed the Wolves. That's part of Bang with Smurf click situation. So, I mean, it's going to be on and popping tonight, you know what I'm saying? So let's go to the phone line and see what's cracking. And don't forget, it's Get the Fuck Out of Here Fridays, man. Y'all ain't know what it is, and we got some hot or not. Courtesy of DJ Instinct. Call from the 973. You're live in the building with your girl, Lushy Lush. What it do, baby? 973, what it do, baby? Alrighty then. I guess they want to wait on the line. Okay, what up, Bugsy? What it do, baby? How you doing, boo?
What's goody, Lush? What's popping with you?
Ain't nothing much, man. Digging in the scene on the Gangsta Lane player.
I see. They got a major lineup popping tonight, man. You know, you get it on a Friday.
It's gonna be crazy tonight, son. You know what I'm saying? We just going in tonight. We got a lot of new music, you know what I'm saying, from artists and stuff, courtesy of DJ Instinct. Right now he's DJing at a middle school situation right now. You know what I'm saying? He gets his work in. And we also going to be talking about your boy Charlie Sheen and, you know what I'm saying, him caught butterball naked in a hotel room. And they say it was a prostitute, but he cleared it up and said basically it was an adult star. Okay, my nigga. Whatever, Charlie Sheen. Stop smoking what you're smoking, Pimpin.
Say, everybody know Charlie Sheen. Get it in, man. You know how he do. He just want to get it.
Charlie Sheen always doing something, man. And shout out to him, man. I mean, he's one of the highest rated talk shows that he, you know what I'm saying, that's out there right now. So he do what he do. And shout out to Sierra and and Carrie Hilson. They actually had a beef a while ago, but they basically squashed the beef. The whole beef, basically, if you didn't know, was about basically, you know, Ciara's management is now Carrie Hilson's management, and, you know, her old management, and they were saying the similarities and this, that, and third, so that was the whole beef and situation. But Ciara reached out to Carrie Hilson, and they squashed the beef, so it ain't no beef no more, so no beef. And tonight's topic, we're going to talk about, like, are you an industry slave? We're going to be talking about that because Young Guru, y'all seen it on WorldStar and everywhere else, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's talking about the new Hip Hop Nation and everything. We're going to be talking about that with our roundtable of people tonight, with our special guests. About the hip hop, everybody chasing a deal. Young Guru, Jay-Z's producer, actually talked about it and broke it down about cats chasing the deal, being slaves, and how Nas wrote to Def Jam and everything like that. So we're going to talk more of that later on in the show, but I'm trying to see if we got our boy, you know what I'm saying, Messiah the Truth live in the building, man. That man wants some money October the 16th, you heard? But 908, you're live in the building on Lush Radio Online. What it do, baby?
Act like you know. This is Killer Cal. This is Killer Cal, Future Guru 100. What's good, Lush? I'm I heard Bugsy on the line. You know, I've been going in all day with the show, working hard. It never stops. It never, you know, it never ends. That's how we do. And I actually seen that that clip of the dude that was rocking with that you just mentioned. I think his name is, like you said, Young Guru. And he was dropping knowledge. He was definitely dropping knowledge. So I mean, that's what we need to take notes. That's one thing. That's what the problem is. Cats think they too good to get a pen and a pad.
Definitely.
Now, you know, so I mean, you gotta, you know, you should be thirsty for knowledge. You shouldn't really be running away from it. You know, you hear us talking about it, you need to go research it yourself. You know, don't just take our word for it. This is real talk right here. Real talk radio.
Definitely. And if y'all trying to check out that info on Young Guru, log on to www.lushradioonline.com and look on the main page, and you'll see it right there. Click on it, and you'll see all the knowledge he was dropping. But we're going to discuss more of that later on the show. We got another caller from the 973. What up, 973? What it do, baby?
What's good with you? What's good with you?
What's good with you?
Hey, this is your man, Messiah the Truth. What's up with you, man?
What's up with you, man? What's popping with you, homie?
Hey, everything, man. Just been real busy, real busy.
I see that, man. I hear from your management. You're doing real big things over there, man. I want to brush your shoulders off. It's good.
Hey, man. I'm taking everything day by day. You know what I'm saying? Step by step. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is. I got my co-host live in the building from Jersey, Future Guru 100, also heard about Promo live in the building.
All right, that's what it is.
Good, Messiah. I see you, baby. I see you out there doing it, man. Let's get it, man.
No doubt,
appreciate
bro.
Appreciate the love, man.
You know how
Jersey
it is.
All day. Jersey all day, man. Yeah, Newark, everything all day, man.
Yeah, shout out to Jersey, hey, bye. Tri-state area as well.
Appreciate that.
That's what it is. And we got my boy Bugsy live from the Boston area, live in the building with us and stuff. Say what up to Messiah, son.
What's goody, King? Salute to you. You already know what it is.
Same to you, homie.
That's what it is. Let's give Messiah some Lush Radio love, man. He deserves that, man. He deserves that.
Huh? I appreciate that.
So what's up, Messiah, man? I mean, you the man of the hour, the man with the plan. You doing your thing, you know what I mean? You won the money, you know what I'm saying? Messiah, if y'all don't know, Messiah came through to the open mic, you know, everybody was asking, you know what I'm saying, who was the winner, you know what I'm saying? He actually is going to have a little spread in Capital Magazine and the DMV is coming out soon. He won the money. He stole the hearts of the crowd. You know what I'm saying? He did his thing all the way from Jersey in the DMV and did his 1-2. You know what I'm saying? He's doing his numbers and trying and definitely repping the Jersey area, you know what I'm saying, very, very well. And this is the thing I wanted to ask you, you know what I'm saying, Messiah, you know, what you know, inspired you to get into this crazy music industry, son?
I mean, just being a little kid and my mom, you know, with a record player back in the day, you know what I'm saying, singing with the Brushes, you know, playing, you know, everything from the Temptations and, you know, Teddy Pendergrass, you know, having, you know, a little music bumping and stuff. I mean, it was just like, I just love music. I was always surrounded around it, you know, whether it was my mom, my grandmother, you know what I'm saying? And I just fell in love with music.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, I mean, you definitely did your thing, man. And what part of Jersey are you repping out there, man?
Oh,
you know,
Brick City, 973, Brick City all day, Newark.
That's what it is, man. I'm always checking out Newark, man. Shout out to my girl, First Lady L out there, and
yeah,
DJ Lady K, and Murder and all of them, Envy and all of them, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
I see you, you know what I'm saying? And the Swamp Team, Elder Sensei.
Oh,
but,
damn.
Look, man, you know, this is the thing, man. Tell us about what's new going on with you, man, because I heard you got some crazy mixtapes going on, some crazy album release parties going on.
Yeah,
what's
man.
Good, my dude?
It's just so much going on right now. It's like almost overwhelming, you know, because I'm a humble dude, so, you know, I'm always working, and, you know, I'm not looking for... I'm not one of those artists that's just thinking anything gonna happen overnight. So I'm always just constantly grinding and stuff. And, you know, a lot of things just been taking place, you know, from, you know, me putting out the right music and, you know, the right ears been hearing it. And, you know, I've just been getting a lot of love. And I got a project dropping November 23rd, which is called King of the Bricks. Release, you know, the title, you know, like I was talking to my manager about it. He was like, you know, you sure you want to run with that? You know, I'm like, exactly. And I'm like, you know, he was like, well, you know, a lot of people might think that you run the bricks and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm a totally different type of artist when it comes to, you know, you know, what I think, you know, certain definitions and certain aspects of music is. Like, I rep where I'm from, and I'm going to do that to the death of me, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like every man is their own king, and every woman is their own queen, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm like, I'm a king for where I'm from. And that's the title I decided to run with that.
That's what's up, man. I definitely salute you, man. He's a definitely a humble guy. Me and him in person, he's a humble guy, good dude. You know, and he definitely has some good management behind him.
Most
Shout
definitely.
Out to First String, Jay, and the whole squad out there that's definitely supporting him for his movement. We got another caller on the phone, the 443. 443, you're live in the building. In the side of truth, what it do, baby?
What's good? What's good?
I'm good.
Yeah.
What's good?
Sound like you crazy noise back there, my dude. What's good?
Nah, that ain't me. That ain't me. Somebody else. But, you know, this is Permiss Live on the check-in.
What's up, Permiss?
What's good with you, bro?
Oh, man, I'm doing great, man. You know, all is well. First of all, you know, Lush Radio, you're doing big things. So, you know, shout out to you, of course. I'm a big fan. Keep up the great work, Messiah. Well, you already know your track record with me is solidified. So you're running with bosses and kings. So, that's a great combination right there, you know?
Most definitely, man. I appreciate all the love. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, anybody that don't know Permiss, man, this... You know, as far as the music industry and just knowledge, anything, like this is definitely somebody you want in your life and in your corner. You know what I'm saying? He's definitely a great mentor. And, you know, since day one, since I met him, you know, you had my back. And, you know what I'm saying? That's something that I could never forget. And I appreciate every, you know, all of the guidance and everything you've been giving me since day one. For real.
Oh, you got it, brother. It's definitely an honor to even, you know, work with you. And, you know, me and Jay go back, you know, way back 10 years strong. So, you know, when he told me he had the project working and, you know, what can we do to acclimate him down here in the DMV, you know, I said it's a no-brainer. Let's go. So I'm glad to hear you. You know, you linked up with Lush. I mean, come on. That's Kobe and Shaq, Pippen and
Most
Jordan,
definitely.
You know.
Most
so it's good. You know
bringing
I mean?
In the rings.
yeah, absolutely, man. So. That's all what it is, man. Lush was good.
Ain't nothing much, man, digging in the scene on the Gangsta Link, man. You know what I'm saying? Just doing my thing, man. You know what I'm saying? And if anybody don't know, man, Permiss is my dude. He go hard in the paint, man. He needs to stop playing and join the Lush Radio fan. Stop playing with us over here. But anyway, I love Permiss to death. He does his thing. He does mad shows for independent artists. He supports them. So this is another dude to link up with. We're going to have a forum later on the show talking about this music industry and talking and discussing about what Young Guru was dropping his knowledge on being a slave in the industry. So he's going to be live with us, and he's going to be judging some of this music on this Hot or Not. You already know what it is, man, on Lush Radio Online. Stay on the line with us, though, Permiss.
I'm live, baby. I'm focused. I got you in my ears. Let's do it.
That's what it is, man.
We got another caller live on the line. We got a caller from the 347. 347, what it do, baby?
Yeah.
Yeah, what up, 347? What's popping, my dude?
Yeah, what up, cuz?
What up, cuzzo? What's popping? You turned up already?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
It's around 5 o'clock. What time is it? 4? I don't know, whatever. But I'm calling in the show, you know, see what the show is about today, see everything is good out here. I miss you, man. What up?
We got Messiah the Truth. He was the winner of the open mic joint that you came down to see and stuff.
Congratulations.
Hey,
yeah,
what's up?
How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. Just glad to be alive.
That's it. That's what I'm talking about. All right. I'm just calling in the show, see what's good. Showing some love. That's it. You know how I do already.
That's what it is, Sammo. Stay on the line with us real quick. So, Messiah, man, I'm going to go ahead and let the rest of the crew ask you some questions. Guru, you're live in the line, man. Since both of y'all from Jersey, man, I know you got some questions for my dude. Holla at your man, Messiah.
No doubt.
Yo, I appreciate Messiah coming on tonight, man, because it's a good look that he made it down there, you know, and supported Lush and just got involved. So, basically, I just want to say thanks and congratulations, get that out the way. And then tell the people your Twitter, man, and just, like, you know, holler at about some of the producers you're working with that might be from Jersey or the New York area that you're getting it in with right now.
A few of the producers I'm getting in there right now with, well, mainly one is the homie Chemist or whatever. He's from South Jersey. Dude is a beast. You can look him up on SoundClick/Chemist. That definitely crazy quality. You know, sold a few tracks to Weezy, you know, so his resume is crazy. He got Fab on his resume, Red Cafe, so the dude is definitely doing his thing. And I'm working with a few producers also from London. Shout out to Cal Alban, who actually produced my single that's dropping on iTunes November 2nd. It's just crazy. Like, I'm not stationary. I'm like, you know, whoever has great music, that's who I'm willing to work with, whether it's the South, the East, the West. If Santa Claus make good songs, let's do it. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about, man. I'm glad you're going on iTunes, man. And, you know, we're definitely looking to support that link. You know, because I'm the link, man, when it comes to this promo, you know, Lush, we get it in on the radio, we get it in online, we get it in on the street. So, you know, we definitely looking to support your music online because this is where we're trying to cast the beat, exactly where you at. So, I mean, you know, I applaud you, man. You know, them hand claps was for a reason, man. Hand claps is the truth, man, because, you know, we appreciate what you're doing, man.
I appreciate what y'all doing because y'all giving, the chance. You know, a lot of people don't realize it's very few. You know what I'm saying? People like Lush and you know what I'm saying, like Permiss that actually open doors for artists that, you know, is having, you know, maybe getting overlooked by, you know, mainstream industry and stuff like that. And, you know, with people like y'all helping us out and getting our music out there, you know, from another aspect instead of just mainstream. And, hey, this underground circuit is definitely about to take off, man, for real.
Definitely. And, I got my man from Boston, the one, the only Bugsy. What it do, baby? You got a question for Messiah?
Yeah, man. I just want to say, definitely, yo, let the listeners know what that atmosphere adrenaline was like when you was doing your thing on the 16th, man. You know what I mean? When you just went in and just rocked it, man.
Oh yeah, I mean, the atmosphere was definitely crazy. You know, it was definitely, you know, a new environment for me, and you know what I'm saying, it was great to be around, you know, people that I didn't know. You know what I'm saying? That's what makes, you know, music great. You know, it's not all about performing in front of people you know, because 9 out of 10. They gonna cheer for you because they know you. You know what I'm saying? But it's good to get love from people that you know have no total idea where they from, where they, you know, never had a conversation with them, and to get love from individuals that I did not know and that supported my music. You know, that was a great thing, and it was definitely crazy.
That's what's up.
Man, keep rocking it. Keep doing what you're doing, man. You know, you got support over here, man. I'm definitely going to follow you on that Twitter, man.
I definitely appreciate that, bro.
Definitely. Messiah, tell us about this release party that's going down and everything. What is that for people come out and support you and all that?
Definitely. Yeah, you know, y'all know y'all definitely invited. You know, it's definitely Bottles on Deck. That's going to be November 26th at Red Zone Lounge. It's being thrown by First Lady L and the Murder Mommies and Jawi of JE Inc. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. Like, and I love Lady L so much. She definitely supports, you know, NJ artists, and you know she put the whole thing together with Jawi, and you know it's definitely going to be a big move. We're celebrating the release of my mixtape. It's going to be a live performance as well. You know, we doing it big, red carpet. You know, it's going down definitely. November 26th. That's Red Zone Lounge in Paterson, New Jersey.
That's what's up. I definitely love First Lady L. She's a sweetheart.
Definitely.
She definitely held me down on my birthday, man. Was I was at Jersey Girls though.
Yeah.
For real, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I got permission on the line. Permission, you got a question for Messiah? Even though I know y'all own relationship, but man, you got a question for him?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first and foremost, Messiah, I heard, you know, how you got started and, you know, your production and everything. But I guess my main question, because every artist seems to lose it, you know, when they get a little recognition or a little buzz, you know, they think that's it. I like to call that, you know, the hood stagnation era.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But how do you stay grounded and not get sidetracked with the BS?
I guess it's basically just, you know, being how I was brought up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was always brought up to, you know, stay, you know, don't never be content with anything as far as, you know, when it comes to being successful. Like, it's always another plateau that you can get to. You know what I'm saying? You just got to keep working. And you just got to treat every day like it's your last day and go hard, basically. You know what I'm saying? That's what my grandfather told me before he passed away. Rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? But it's just always treat every day like it's your last, and, you know, you go hard and never become lackadaisical. You know, just remain humble. You know, stay who I am. Don't change. Whether I get a lot of money or whether I don't get, you know, just remain who I am and, you know, just stay focused.
That's good, man. And it's a two-part question. My other question is, you know, please let the artists out there know the importance of getting out of your general area, because for some reason, you know, whether it's New York, Boston, Florida, they just think that, okay, you know, I'm just going to stay here and get all the accolades. So let's talk about the importance. You, as an independent artist, mind you now, you don't have no financial backing. You know, pretty much everything is in-house. So talk about the sacrifices you make to get out of town to rock these shows and how important it is to do that.
Most definitely. I mean, some artists are definitely, you know, and my manager Jay, shout out to Jay in First String, you know what I'm saying? Like he was, you know, he was one of the main ones that, you know, that told me, like, look, I know you want to be hot where you from, and you will, but you know, you need to go elsewhere first, because when everybody else loves you, where you from will really love you. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I took heed to that, and it's like, you know, I work 40 hours a week, you know what I'm saying? Just as well as I'm in the studio, you know, 40 hours a week. You know, it's definitely a lot of sacrifice. You know, you got to do what you got to do, and, you know, it's hard work. And, man, sometimes I take my last bit of money and go, you know, to Atlanta or go to South Carolina or go to Florida. But if you really want to do this and you really want the notoriety and gain respect in what you're doing and you love your craft and you're really trying to get out there, that's what you got to do.
That's what it is, but it's all about that hunger and determination.
Definitely.
And the good thing about you ain't a lazy artist, because there are a lot of lazy artists out here,
and
they don't understand what grind means. Yeah, I'm on the grind, but are you focused at the same time?
Definitely.
You know? You could sit there on the internet all day, every day, but do we see you on the streets? Are you out there doing
Definitely.
Shows? Are you trying to do stuff? Are you trying to get to the places where you need to be to get your name and your brand stamped to the world? Are you doing that? or you waiting on for that somebody to hand you that stuff on a silver plate, which Messiah the Truth doesn't do that. He goes out and gets his no matter what the cost, you know. He goes out and he works for his, and he definitely has a strong team behind him, and that's why I definitely respect him. Messiah, we're going to go into one of your songs in a second, the thing I wanted to ask you was, what is the hardest adversity as an independent artist do you feel that most artists go through, or you in personal go through?
That's a particular subject we would touch on like all day, but I mean I'm definitely cut it short. I mean, I think I would say getting people to follow you. You know what I'm saying? Like that's hard. That nowadays it's hard to get people to, want to get to know you as the artist and want to listen to your music. You know, nowadays it's so much off of, like for instance, I could put a song out that's hotter than Lil Wayne, but because everybody loves Lil Wayne and don't know who I am, nobody's going to listen to my music. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So I just feel like it's, you know, it's just getting people to follow you. I think that's any artist that gaining a following is the hardest thing that, you know, any artist probably goes through. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of artists with hot music, but they don't know how to get followers or don't know how to, get people to, listen to their music. So that's why I would definitely say, any artist that's definitely serious about their music and their craft, you definitely need a manager that can run his mouth. And I'm sure Permiss could tell you, my manager Jay, I think he can talk Barack into doing, doing some moves for the country, For real. But my manager definitely knows how to talk. So I mean, any artist that's trying to definitely take this seriously, you need that manager, because some things, companies and executives don't listen to from an artist, but they'll listen to from your manager. So, that's weird.
And with this industry, I think most people take you more seriously, like if you have somebody to represent you in general, because this industry, it's just funny like that.
Definitely.
And we're going to go into one of Messiah's songs, and we want your feedback, calling at 347-826-7722. Tonight, don't forget, we also got Shy Stimuli live in the building.
Yeah.
We got our boy Permiss in the building with us. Honey Management should be calling in. We got DJ Ricky Ruckus from Cleveland, DJ Smoke Teddy Ted from the Awesome 2. There'll be special guests dropping by and everything, because we're going to be having a forum. And also Shake a Veil from Feeding the Wolves, that Spangled Smurf Squad, going to be live in the building with us. And we're going to be basically talking about that whole situation. So call in. We're about to go into some music. And don't forget, it's Hot Enough Fridays. We got some new music in the arsenal. So come through. You already know what it is, man. Messiah the Truth. Let's go.
Oh, I think I like her. Independent chick, tripped as us. I got an iceless. She had a nice smile, light skin complexion. Angel from above, must be a blessing. Bitches in my mind, and me and her caressing. Baby, you the answer, no need for any questions. Certified teacher, I know you want a lesson. Great workout, it's guaranteed sweat. Baby, you a dime, the level is a crime. Triple me shackles, I'm prepared to do the time. I would do, girl, the unthinkable. Hop aboard my ship, girl, we unsinkable. Stress goes away every time I think of you. Being in your life, you know what that I mean for you. You can have it all, whatever you like. Miss Pretty Girl, you look so right, so right.
Pretty girl, I can't help but hope that she's looking at me the same way.
How to make her mind. Shorty beautiful, perfect from head to toe. When if I get her, I'm never gonna let her go. She everything any man could want, like a new car. Whatever describes beauty, baby, you are. Roses are red and violets are blue. Want a lot of things in life, but I really want you.
special. She got her mind right, plus she got her own. Shorty bad body curve like a saxophone. Girl, you're amazing. When I'm doing shows, you want my mind on stage. I can't get you off. I wanna kiss you, girl. I know them lips so soft. It's an honor for me to meet you. Pretty girl, I never mistreat you. I need you.
Yo, what up? What's poppin'? It's your boy Cuban Link, and right now you're listening to Lush Radio Online, and this is to get the fuck up out of here Fridays, so you know what you gotta do, man. Get the fuck up.
Yo, 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 this is Cuzzo calling from out of Brooklyn, Brownsville section. Every time I'm in a DMV, I'm reppin' with my girl Lush.
Y'all know what it is. It's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building. That was Messiah the Truth right there. And that was a real smooth joint right there. You know what I mean? Remind me a little bit of like a new age ALL type jump off. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely real sexy. You know what I'm saying? For the ladies. You know what I'm saying? And for the fellas. But we want to get your opinion. Call in at 347-826-7722. We got Messiah the Truth, the winner of the Lush Radio Online Rock Solid ENT, Heart of the City Open Mic. And he's doing his big things, repping the Jersey area. Call in. You already know what it is, man. I like that joint right there, Messiah. I like that joint. That's the one you performed that night, right, with the singer?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, they was loving it, you know what I'm saying? They was definitely loving that joint. I want to get the feedback from the people. I know I got my DJ Ricky Ruckus out of the Cleveland area, Ohio out there, man. Was you able to get a chance to hear that, a little bit of that? Son, what it do, DJ Ricky Ruckus?
Shit, I got it, man. That shit was hot.
Good looking, bro. Good looking.
That's what's up, man.
Man, my bad, y'all. I'm calling all late and shit.
It's all good, man. We got DJ Ricky Ruckus live in the building. It's one of the number one DJs out in the Cleveland area. But he's doing this 1-2 all day, every day. We got a song from him from another artist on our Hot or Not that's going to be, he's going to be live in our form when we were talking about the industry. But he definitely gives that a hot. I want to know what's going on with my people over here in Boston. What you think about that, Boston?
That was tight right there. I rock with it, man. Definitely can't wait to hear more from you, big. Real talk.
Good look, homie.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Goo, you in the building with us, famo?
Yeah, I'm in the building. Yo, it's a smooth joint. Sound like it's ready for the radio, so I can get it in the clubs, too. You know, on the way home, you know, from the club, you know, the females might be liking that joint, so, you know, it's definitely...
You might get some ass, huh?
Definitely might get some ass off that joint. That's basically what I'm saying. What can I say? I'm not on front. I never front, never did, never will. That's what that is right there. So, man, you know, good job, man. You know, he got that sound right there. And plus, he repping Jersey. And, you know, you got to bring it to the people, man. Get the people something different that they might want to hear on the radio.
Exactly.
Not the same old shit. Don't give them the same old shit, man. Change it up.
For real.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. We got another caller from the 973. 973, you live in the building. What it do, baby? 973, you there? All right. Don't be scared now. I ain't going to bite you. But Permiss, I know you like this joint, Permiss.
Yeah, I definitely like it. I think I'm gonna have to agree with the general people in the room. It's definitely something after the club. You know, you definitely get your 1-2 on.
No doubt.
But I definitely like the fact that you mellowed it out, because sometimes you're gonna need a little mellow out in your music. Sometimes you really don't want to hear, you know, the what you're hearing right now. So it's good, man. Two thumbs up.
Most definitely. Good looking.
Definitely. Can you put your Twitter and all your info out there, you know, just in case people want to get at you and everything like that, Messiah?
All right, no doubt. Yeah, you can hit me up on Twitter, at Messiah the Truth. I'm saying that's twitter.com/@MessiahTheTruth.
That's what it is. And I want you to hit up my boy DJ Ricky Ruckus out there in Ohio. He definitely gets his ones and twos on. Hey, Ricky,
yeah.
You want to give him your Twitter and all that stuff?
Yeah, yeah. It's twitter.com/DJ Ricky Ruckus. There's two K's in there, so it's RUCKKUS, and same thing for Facebook. And, you know what I'm saying, the artist that we going to also premiere tonight, check out her website, www.macylinlucille.com. Shit, we just, you know, running things over here in northeastern Ohio, you know what I mean?
That's what it is.
That's what it is. We definitely bringing all different markets out here on Lush Radio Online all day, every day, man. Definitely support independent artists doing their 1-2. God, I got somebody calling in from North Carolina, 717. I mean, it's lighting up tonight. It's lighting up tonight, but Messiah, man, I just want to say that it's a pleasure, you know what I'm saying, having you on there, on here tonight. But I want you to stay on if you got time, because we're going to be going in discussing about this music industry. You know, we're going to be talking about what Young Guru was saying and talk about this letter that Nas wrote to Def Jam. So we're going to be going in about that, you know.
Oh,
what
I'm here.
You know what I mean? Stay with us, man. And if you had any kind of advice to get to these young cats out here in the game that's trying to get into this industry, what would it be?
It would just be, you know, like, be yourself, stay humble, don't be so quick to, you know, listen to everything because it sounds good, because everything that sounds good ain't good.
Very true.
You know, just stay focused, man, and make sure you line yourself up with the right people, because there's a lot of wrong people out there, you know, with wrong intentions. So make sure you line yourself up with the right people. Don't be so quick to line yourself up with, you know, people that don't got your best interests at hand. You know, they might, you know, approach you like, you know, you gold to them or you platinum to them, but at the same time, they might, you know, treat you like bronze once you put your name on a piece of paper or something. So just be smart with what you do.
Definitely, and that's real talk. Make sure that y'all definitely support my dude. He's getting his 1-2 in. And for the ladies, he is cute. He is a cute. He's a handsome young man. and he does his 1-2. Definitely support what he got going on. We got another caller from the 717. 717, you're live in the building on Lush Radio Online. What's popping?
Hey, what's poppin'? It's your girl, Boston, from Grinders Magazine, J.E. Music. I just wanted to call and, you know, show my support to Messiah, let him know that I'm real proud of what he's doing, and I got his back out here. I'm listening.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt, sis. Love you. For real.
You know, the love is mutual. Keep doing what you do. The haters is going to hate. We love it.
No
you know,
doubt.
When they stop hating, that's when you know you ain't doing something right, so keep them hating.
No doubt.
That's what it is. Appreciate you, man. Stay on the line, man. That's some real stuff, man. I mean, show that love, man, and respect where respect, give respect where respect is due. You know, it's all love over here at Lush Radio Online, man. And don't forget that tonight we got your man from Feeding the Wolves live in the building. We also got Shy Stimuli in the building. You know what I'm saying? And we got DJ Ricky Ruckus is live with us right now. And we have our boy Permiss live in the building. And we got Bugsy and Future Guru. We're going to have a forum in a few. But real quick, since you're still live on the line with us, boo-boo, Messiah, what you think about this whole, you know, I want us to all comment on this whole Charlie Sheen situation. My man was caught butterball naked in the hotel room talking about, nah, it wasn't a prostitute, it was an adult star. I mean, what's the difference? I mean, I ain't knocking no, you know what I'm saying, stars, you know what I'm saying? I love them all, you know, I like to see booty shaking all that. But, you know, man, you know, what I mean, stop smoking what you smoke. We all understand, you know, artists and, you know, Hollywood people, you know, get, you know, litten up. And, you know, they get caught out there and stuff. But this is Charlie Sheen. It ain't nothing new, you know what I'm saying? But what you think about it?
I mean, that just goes to say, you know, Charlie's, you know, like, Charlie Sheen is a human being, you know what I'm saying? It's buffoonery displayed on all levels, whether you're broke or you're rich, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it ain't really a shock to me because, you know, they some of them is just as wild and just as, you know, bad as the next individual, you know, but they just happen to be in the limelight because of, you know, who they are. So, I mean, it don't really come as a shock to me, you know. Like, I'm pretty sure it's a lot more going on behind the scenes, you know, with them type people that, you know, we don't even know about.
Definitely.
Not even a shocker to me.
But, Miss, what you think about that? Butterball naked in the room with an adult star. What you think?
I mean, really, Hollywood does not make you a robot. It tries to, but it can't. At the end of the day, if he was not Charlie Sheen, if he was just Charlie Sheen, a regular Joe Schmo, he wouldn't really get as much flack as he did right now. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I think that, you know, it's good. It lets his fans and it lets his people know, okay, this guy's not a stick in the mud. Like, okay, he makes women too. It's a good thing.
Exactly. You know.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm still support him. I think he's a, you know, phenomenal actor. I'm still ride with him 100%. So,
hey, to touch on one thing too, I think he's basically a victim of when keeping it real goes wrong.
Wow!
Hilarious!
Oh man, DJ Ricky Ruckus, what you think about that?
That shit was funny, man. I mean, hopefully it's better than you know, Bishop Eddie Long getting caught with boys, or, you know what I'm saying, the preaching shit getting caught with little boys. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the crazy shit that we hear nowadays, it's not like that shit floored me. You know what I'm saying? He got caught with a prostitute with his pants down the street, so.
Hey, they said it ain't tricking if you got it. Hey, and Charlie Sheen got it. So it's whatever. Let him do what he do, baby. You know what I'm saying? Bugsy, what you think about that whole situation, Bugs?
Yo, I think he was challenged. Radio came on. It was Papoose, Remy Ma, and that Bucky Necky came on, grabbed him a little thing, and got Bucky Necky. Yo, he was getting it.
Yo, since you did say that, you know what? I'm just going to play that song for the hell of it due to the fact that my man Charlie Sheen was called Butterball Naked in the room, Bucket Naked, and we're going to be right back with the caller. Stay on the line. We're going to talk more with Messiah, and we're also going to have your boy live in the building, Shy Stimuli. We're going to talk about, are you an industry slave? Let's go.
Does that be on the trailer?
Bucket Naked.
She got a bedroom body, go shorty. She got a bedroom body, go girl. She got a bedroom body, go shorty. She got a bedroom body. I told her I'm a caller, got her on a camcorder. I can't believe I saw her.
Bucky naked.
As soon as I meet her, like a queen, I'ma treat her. Cause I just wanna see her.
Bucky naked.
I like it when she wears sweatpants right across the ass, say pink. Smell like roses, the pussy don't stink. Chew double mint gum. She like to have fun. Tattoo on her back, earring in her tongue. We the real Bonnie and Clyde. Your girl aight, but your girl ain't live. Fly in the piece of paper, bearing my name. Got the hardest chick in the game, wearing my ring. She look good in a thick green. But I wanna see her get
Bucky naked.
I like it when she wear them tight jeans. But I'd rather see her get
Bucky naked.
She got my name tattooed on her. Man, I seen it when she got
Bucky naked.
I make her scream, Bucky. I hit every corner. Cause I like it when she get
Bucky naked.
I told her I'm a caller, got her on a camcorder. I can't believe I saw her.
Bucky naked.
As soon as I meet her, Bucky. Like a queen, I'ma treat her. Cause I just wanna see her.
Bucky naked.
She was sitting home alone.
Bucky.
Sipping on Patron, and she in my camera phone.
Bucky naked.
She was dancing in the club.
Bucky.
She want that thug love, now she in the bathtub.
Bucky naked.
Zounds of footage from the phone to the Mac and make a movie. A massive bedroom body, my shit come with a jacuzzi. He said it's feelingless, your lips is mad juicy. I said it's Mrs. and this is Pat Pussy. And my birthday suit, he write me down, Lil Boosie. And we both G's, together we make Gucci. You sex texted, typical groupie. Mini visual, my son that picture of the Uchi. I'm his housewife, he took her, his whole Gucci. I be on my job, and Remy Ma's on duty. He be calling me paper so people think he used me. No, I give him three holes like a box of loose food. I throw the booty, the foodie, and always ready. I'm telling you, but Becky ain't got nothing on Remy. Don't be KY jelly,
Bucky.
Everything is already. Don't gotta take off my clothes, I'm bucket naked already.
I told her I'm a caller, got her on the camcorder. I can't believe I saw her.
Bucky naked.
As soon as I meet her, like a queen, I'ma treat her. Cause I just wanna see her.
Bucky naked.
She was sitting home alone.
Bucky.
Sipping up Patron, and she in my my camera phone.
Buff you naked.
Cheers. You already know what it is. It's your boy Fred the Godson, a.k.a. Big Bronx, a.k.a. Mr. So Crazy, so crazy. And you listening to Lush Radio Online. You already know. Emma, what it do, baby? Peace.
Yeah. We live in the building. It's Friday, man. Turn your ass up, turn your speakers up, and we live in the building, man. We had your man, the one, the only, Messiah, the truth, man. He doing his 1-2. He's still live on the line with us, man. We got DJ Ricky Ruckus live in the building. Everybody in the building. The lines is lighting up, people, man. Call and show your support. We live in the building right there. I had to play that bucket naked because your man, Charlie Sheen, was caught in the freaking hotel with a adult star bucket. Naked. You already know what it is. We live in the building all day, every day. Let's go, baby. What up, Messiah? What up, Promise?
Yeah.
What up, Uru? What up, Ricky Ruckus? What up, man? Had to get that to the people real quick. Hey, Messiah, I think we got your manager live in the building. What up, Jay?
What's good? Family, how you?
Anything copacetic, man. He was giving you mad praise, man. He was saying you could talk Obama into doing some things, man. I need that over here on this side, man. I know you could talk women out their drawers, man. You go in.
We've been doing this for a minute, man. This ain't no new thing, man. So, you know, it is what it is. I tell him to stay in their lane, man. I do my thing. You know, he do his thing. I think we can do something major. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it is what it is.
Definitely. You're definitely doing your thing. You definitely got an artist with a good head on his shoulders, and I think you're a great manager for him, and you're doing your thing, and we definitely support what you got going on over there with the whole First String and Messiah the Truth. The whole movement is definitely strong.
Hey, we appreciate all the love, you know, show the other week. We love coming in there, getting received like we did and everything like that. Permiss, you know, I love you, boy. We've been going at this thing for years, man. So you know what it is. So we got like 10 years in strong, man. And I've been trying to come up. Both of us been coming up the same way for a long time. So you know what it is. We back at this. And now with Messiah, you know, it's about to take it to another level. So, you know, this the first of many. And, you know, we just building this family up from, you know, the East Coast. We're going to take it to the West Coast in February. So everybody, you know, look at us. We're gonna be in LA in February for All Star Weekend. We doing some things out there. So you know, it's about to be. We about to take it to another level, on cat. So you know, just Joker's got to catch up, man. You know, that's what we doing.
That's what it is, man. Definitely, we're gonna stay on the line with us, Jay. I got a caller from the 862. What it do, baby? 862. What it do, baby?
Don't get shy.
Damn. Okay. Speak up forever. Hold your peace, baby. All right. On to the next one.
Probably think they going to get through.
Also, like in news today, everybody was talking about the whole beef with Sierra and your girl, Carrie Hilston. You know, both bad chicks, you know, do their thing and everything. Apparently, Sierra's allegedly, her old management was dealing with Carrie Hilston, and everybody was talking about how the similarities and this, that, and the third. You know what I mean? And it was a whole beef or whatever, but Sierra actually reached out to Carrie Hilston, so they squashed the beef, so there's allegedly no more beef anymore, you know, with the two R&B singers. I don't see why the beef are. They should just do a song together, for real, at the end of the day. Both of them are very talented. Also, on the news, I found out in Philly, this was crazy. I don't know how y'all think about this situation. You got this young lady. How far will you go to keep a secret that you cheating, honestly? Okay, you got a situation where basically they had she an older lady, and she basically had a husband that and a daughter that was 16, and then she had a boyfriend on the side. So she has six babies, okay? One of the babies she gave up for adoption. The other babies, as soon as she had them, she killed them and locked them in a closet. Their bones and everything was in the closet. The 16-year-old was forbidden to go inside the closet to check and see what's going on. So they found these little infant bones in the closet. They was like, what's good? She killed all five of her babies and gave one up for adoption. And I'm trying to figure out, how could you hide all those pregnancies and nobody knew you were pregnant? just to hide that you was cheating, that's some hard shit right there. I have to say, get the fuck out of here with that one. How you feel about that, Messiah?
Yeah, man, hey, that it sums it up like this. I'm gonna have to take your word on it and definitely agree with what you're saying. That's definitely some BS for real.
Well, that's crazy. Permiss, how you feel about that? That was in the Philadelphia area.
I feel real rotten about that. I just think that, you know, I think a child is life's gift. And,
yeah,
you know, if just so freely, not do it once, but six times, like, they should put you under the jail with no food.
Definitely.
So that's terrible.
That's real talk right there. We were just talking about the news about a young lady that tried to keep away her cheating on her husband by killing her unborn babies, her babies where she gave birth to them, and she threw them in the closet. That's crazy. But we're going to talk about this industry in a second, and we're also going to have Honey Management live in the building in a few seconds talking to us about the commish. If you are an independent artist, you need to call in right now to hear this information about the commish. Call in at 347-826-7722, and like I said, we're going to have Shy Stimuli in the building with us in a few minutes, and we're about to go into our round table, and then we're going to go into our Hot or Not in a quick second since we got these people live on the line with us. On this Friday, we got a caller from the 862-775. You're live in the building. What it do, baby? 803. 862. What it do, baby? All right. On to the next one. Here we go.
762-775-19. 755.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. All right. It's me. Yo, it's Q from Jersey, man. I got
what up, Q? What's
poppin'? Man, I'm chillin'. I got a question for Messiah.
What's good?
What up, dude?
What's
hey, listen, man. I want to know who your inspiration. What's your inspiration for your raps, man? I want to know this, man.
What's my inspiration for my raps, man?
Yeah.
I would say everything I've been through, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, definitely Nas, definitely Rakim. What I went through in my life, my grandfather, I mean it's so much, man. It's a lot of things, but that definitely more positivity than negativity.
That's what I'm talking about, baby. That's what I'm talking about. I just wanted to hear you say Nas. You know what I mean? That's all I wanted to hear you say. You already know.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to hear you say Nas. That's
Boy.
It, baby.
That's what's up, man. Appreciate you, man. Stay on the line, man. Dang, the lines is blowing up like retardo right now. Let me see if I got my girl Honey Management live in the building to talk to us more about this commit situation. We got Honey in the building. What it do?
Absolutely. What's good, Lushy?
What's up with you, honey?
Everything is everything. Hey, everybody.
What's good, honey?
What up?
Honey, man.
Livelier than that when the lady comes on the line.
Honey, man.
I don't know. Honey put that voice on, man.
Oh,
y'all
just had to get back for a second.
I had to get myself together.
Come on, I'm trying to get y'all attention. That's how I
got
to do it.
Hey, well, you got mine. I can't speak for everybody else.
Y'all is wilding tonight, man. So, honey, man, if y'all people don't know right here, this is my sister from another money, Mama. The one that
only.
Honey Management, I mean, she's doing her 1-2. She also is a radio personality, and she has to commit a situation that's definitely beneficial for independent artists. And she was also one of the judges for the Heart of the City open mic on October the 16th. But I'm going to let her have the floor and give y'all more information on that. Honey, here you go.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Well, basically, the Commission of Independent Artists is kind of like, I guess you would say artist development. What our intention is to educate the independent artists. There's so much stuff that you guys don't know, and it's usually the missing piece to get you guys in the arena to get deals and to get seen and heard. So simple things like your language. You know, when you jumping online, you telling everybody
yo, I'm trying to get a deal, holler at me. You don't speak to CEOs of companies like that. You know what I'm saying? The respect factor isn't there. You don't know about your EPKs. You don't know about your BMI, your ASCAP. This is all the stuff that you guys are missing. It doesn't seem important. Think you can jump on a track in your man's basement, put it up on Twitterm or Zshare, and somebody's going to find you and you're going to be, you know, a megastar. Doesn't happen. So the commission... But I'm saying, I'm keeping it real, though. You know, they're like, you know, you don't like my music. I'm saying I'm about to blow up. Blow up where? You know, because real talk. But I'm saying real talk, like anybody who's anybody does not download Zshare. They just don't. I'm not downloading Lime Links. None of that. Get it together.
You're telling them the truth, honey, because these artists need to know that. And tell them the difference between the situation that Commish is going to offer them versus most of the things that they got out here that they're wasting their time on.
All right. Well, first of all, with the commission, it is a monthly membership. It's $20 a month. And the reason I priced it so low is exactly for that reason. There's no excuse why you can't spend $5 a week. If you could buy weed, if you can go to the club and pop bottles, if you could trick off and go out of town and do all this stuff, you could spend $5 to get information. Now, the difference is, with the commission, if you finish a project and you don't know how many songs to put on your project, the final cut, we can go over exactly how many cuts you need to have on it. We could get rid of the nonsense. I could tell you where to post it. I could send it to my people, like Lush. Listen to this. Can you spin it? What do you think about it? You know what I'm saying? So that starts the whole process. Once you get it posted in the right places, we go over your image, how you speak to people, your presence online. And pretty soon, you know, if you follow, I'm not going to tell you everything because you got to be a member, but after a while, you start to get the flow of it, and then you start to get shows. You'll start to get acknowledgement, and you'll learn how to move in the business. And that's the difference between not, again, putting it on Zshare, blasting it on Twitter. Who's really seeing that? Who are you?
Because I definitely don't know who you are when you get, most of y'all artists up there dumping it on my timeline. I don't know who you are. You haven't even told me who you are and said, hello, Lush, how are you doing today? I would like to see if you could take some time out of your time to listen to my music. Okay, you have a better chance of getting me to listen to it than, yo, son, I'm the hottest joint, you know what I'm saying, out there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, son. Wait a minute.
Did you hear that new promotion out there, Are You Ready to Die? Did y'all see that?
Oh, I seen that. What is that about?
I don't know. I cussed the hell out of them and blocked them. Are you serious?
Wow.
Don't put that on my timeline. Somebody else hit me up and said that it's promo. It's stupid. You need the commission. It's stupid. Don't you ever put that on me. And then you're trying to disrespect Biggie. Come on, man. Come on. Don't do that.
Uh-huh. I don't know, man. People are bugging out here, man. But if they want to get in contact and utilize these services from the commission, how would they contact you, honey?
Okay, well, the first things first is I'm real active on Twitter. So it's Honey Management spelled out. If you want to submit music to get on any of my shows or for me to pass through my network, that's submit to honey. That's one word. @gmail. My website is honeymanagement.net, and my BBM is on my Twitter, so they could hit me there. And my Facebook is honeymgmt. See, that's how that goes.
Definitely. Make sure that you guys definitely hit her up, because it's definitely some serious stuff. Some of you guys definitely need help. I mean, you guys don't know how to approach people. You know, you don't know how to post the DJs that are in the clubs and you asking them to spin your music. Are you crazy? They're in the middle of a set and you really want to give them your music?
Sucker.
They just smack the mess out of you.
Sucker,
well, the funny thing I find is that even from the break, like when I put it up, people are like, what do I need to do? I just said, submit MP3s, clean, dirty, and labeled to this address. while I'm saying, yo, I could send you the link to my page. See, y'all already not listening. You see what I'm saying? So everything I do sets up for them to get to another level. They'll get it, though. They're going to get it together. I got faith in them.
Definitely. I hope that they do. We're going to get into our segment of Hot or Not Friday. We're going to have Sha Stimuli in the building with us, and we're going to get into our forum. Now, since we got all these wonderful people that have a different impact on the industry, we have Messiah the Truth live in the building with us. We have Premise live in the building. We have DJ Ricky Ruckus live in the building, and we have Jay live in the building, and Honey Management, and we have Future Guru. I want to go ahead and go into this song right now. This is actually submitted by DJ Ricky Ruckus out of the Ohio area. Is this young lady from the Ohio area, DJ Ricky Ruckus?
Yeah, she was actually born in Detroit and moved to Cleveland, you know what I'm saying, when she was like 10. But, you know what I'm saying, I mean, by way of Cleveland, you know.
Okay.
Cleveland, Ohio.
And you want to introduce this song to the people and stuff right now on a Hot or Not Friday?
Yeah, no doubt. What's good, peoples? All my DMV fam tuned in. Big up to Lush Radio for letting me get on here and talk my shit real quick. But we're about to do a world premiere, Macklin Lucille. You know what I'm saying? You can check us out, MacklinLucille.com. The shit's up on DigiWax. We get nothing but rave reviews on it. You know what I'm saying? East Coast, West Coast, worldwide. If y'all ain't hit the DigiWax, you know what I'm saying? One thing that Honey Management was speaking on, like, reaching out to the DJs and shit, that's the correct way to do it, through record pools and, you know what I'm saying, building relationships that way. But neither here nor there. The name of the track is Where You At, produced by Necessary, written by the Dope Boys down in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Just give us your honest feedback, man.
Here we go. It's Hot or Not Fridays, man. It's as hot or not, or it's lukewarm. Holla at your girl. Garbage, and if you in between, then it might be lukewarm.
So talk to us, man. I want to hear from my boy, Messiah. Messiah, what you think about that? Hot or not a lukewarm?
That joint was definitely hot, you know what I'm saying? I was sitting in here, you know, pretty much plotting on a future collabo, you know what I'm saying?
Let's talk on to it. DJ Ruckus about that. We might be able to make that happen, a Lush Radio exclusive. DJ Ricky Ruckus, you there?
Yeah, yeah. I said we on it, baby. Shit, we ready to work, especially with my East Coast fam. You know what I mean? For real.
That's what it is.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Permiss, what did you think about that, Permiss?
Well, I think the song was very, I liked it a lot. I liked the variations. I think she could definitely blow. And I think a collaboration with Messiah is definitely needed. And shout out to Honey Management, you know, one of my key sponsors in my movement. So, but definitely, she got it going on.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Jay, what you think about that?
I love it. I'm looking for that collab. Well, I started laughing when Messiah said that. I'm like, yo, how we can work with that again? We need to see what we can do with that one. So, you know, hey, I'll be out the Midwest next month, so let me trip. You know what I'm saying? I'll be in Indianapolis, only a couple of hours away from Ohio, so let's make something happen.
Anytime, man, for real. Anytime, y'all, anywhere near Northeastern Ohio, man, you know what I'm saying? All y'all got to do is hit me up.
And how far are you away from Columbus?
Columbus is only about an hour and a half. I actually DJ down in Columbus, you know what I'm saying, occasionally. It's not
really
that.
My man is out there. I come to Columbus to check with my man. He's a producer. His name is Ric Flair. He originally from South Carolina, but he up there in Columbus. So, you know, we might need to collab definitely, but he sound real good, though, definitely.
That's much appreciated, man. Like I said, anytime, man, we ready to work.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's cool beans. Honey, what you think about that, honey?
I like it. It's hot. I think it's that feel-good music. First thing I think about is when the weather first breaks in the springtime, everybody getting their car clean, got on their fresh little spring outfit, and just bumping that with the windows down. I like it.
Wow. You just gave the imagery and everything.
Absolutely. Come on, you got to sell the package. Come on.
Talking about, we need that lady. We need that lady's perspective, man, for real.
973, you're live in the building. 973-849, you're live in the building. What did you think about that song?
I'm on the line.
Hello?
It's decent. I'm feeling it. You know, like I said, I collab with Messiah. That'll hit on something.
Who is this?
It's Fareed.
Oh, okay. All right, you shouting out Messiah. You sound
no doubt. That's sure. Family right there. We got to get him up on that collab.
You already know, Messiah. Oh, crazy love. They got the whole family in the background.
Shout out to my family. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely my biggest supporters, man. You know what I'm saying? They pushed me, you know what I'm saying? Even when it was a time when I was kind of frustrated with music, you know what I'm saying? They pushed me, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to my family. They got my back.
That's what's up. Definitely shout out to them. Guru, what you think about that,
Famo? Yeah, I just wanted to say that joint was all right. I mean, I was up here, you know, bobbing my head and everything while it was playing. And I'm going to say shout out to Honey Management, too, because I see she go heavy on the Twitter. But
definitely.
Her voice is killing
Thank
it.
Thank you,
She's
baby.
So sexy on there right there. She just gave a good description. Plus, I got on the new gear. I just came from the foot store. You already know I got that fresh on my feet, so. You know, I'm definitely looking at my sneakers while I'm listening to the joint. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm fresh. You know, I'm already
Absolutely.
Fresh. And the song is fresh. So I'll get it. I'm getting it there. You already know. I ain't playing.
Cool. You know what? You a hot mess. I'm just done with you today. 860, you're live in the building on Let's Radio Online. What did you think about that song, fam?
Yeah, that song was hot. This is Big Shake of Bell.
What's up, Shaker Bell? I was wondering when you was going to come through, my dude. What's poppin'?
Yeah, man, I was just listening, you know what I'm saying? You know, enjoying what I was hearing and everything. You know, everything
That's
is good,
up.
Though.
That's what's up, man. Everybody, we're going to continue to hot or not, but we got Shaker Bell live in the building. This is another one of the artists on the spotlight tonight. He basically, you know, is doing his thing with Feed the Wolves. You know, the whole Bang and Smurf squad over there. You know, shout out to my dude in Trinidad. Salute my dude. No doubt, man. I appreciate you coming through tonight, man. You know, I was worried. I was starting getting the shakes and everything, my dude.
I ain't gonna never let you down, ma.
That's what's up, man. Let me give you some love right now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dad, you got a standing ovation.
Yo, I mean, they, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the same thing happened for my dude, you know what I'm saying, that came through Messiah, man. They all love, you know what I'm saying, our artists for tonight, man. Show mad
that's
love.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
You know,
we got the leaders
no
on this side.
Ain't showing no panties out there, though.
Okay.
Ain't no ladies throwing no panties out there, but, you know, we showing love. But anyway, you know what I'm saying, you live on Let's Radio Online right now, you know what I'm saying, we got Che Guevara live in the building. My dude, what's popping, man? What basically, you know, got you started in the whole entire music business and everything like that, famo?
Well, you know, I'm from BK, so it was in my blood, man. You know, BK breed, you know, rappers. Like, I'm from, you know, N.A. Rock, Brooklyn and shit, you know?
That's
so,
what it is.
You know, I grew up with it in my blood, basically. You know, it's a strong music history, you know what I'm saying? And I just, you know, dudes was popping off like Wu-Tang, Pac, Big, and it was just like, yo, you got a bust, homie. You know what I'm saying? So I just sat back like a Buddha monk and studied for like years before I even tried to come out, you know what I'm saying? Because I wanted to, you know, be spitting in fire. So, you know, basically I studied. And then, you know, I went through my little trials, went up north. In 03, I came home. And, you know, when I was up top, I was making that plan to come out, you know what I'm saying, to get this thing going. Because, you know, I found out about the independent route. And I was like, well, that's the route to go. Because I don't like, you know, crawling on my knees, begging for nothing. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I came home and I started Dryland Entertainment. That was 03. You know what I'm saying? I dropped two albums off. You know, we dropped two albums. We dropped OPN, and then we dropped BK Bring It Home with Buddha Monk, actually from Brooklyn Zoo. Rest in peace, Dirty Bastard. You know, that whole Brooklyn Zoo supported me when I came home. You know, they dropped the BK Bring It Home classic street album. You know what I'm saying? And after that, you know, Tupman C, you know, I'm with K Slay on 97. And then
salute
what happened was
K
I ran
Slay.
In. Huh?
Salute my dude, K Slay. Show us man
yeah, he
love.
He always keep it official. He always keep it official, especially if you got that fire. He keep it official.
Yeah.
So I ran into Mikey T. You know what I'm saying? I reached out to Mikey T and sent him my joint, the Shake 'Em Up joint. He heard it and hit me right back like, yo, what's up? Yo, who you rocking with? Yo, I'm like, yo. You know what I'm saying? I said, yo, I'm doing my thing. Dryland Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? I said, yo, it ain't like the South. Like the South, everybody get together and do them, but on the East Coast, everybody basically a little segregated and doing their own type of thing. You know how the New York vibe is. So he was like, well, I was like, yo, Google my name. He Googled my name and seen all of this stuff. He was like, yo, son, yo, holla. So, you know, one thing led to another. He took the information to Smurf. Matter of fact, he offered to do an interview with me, come to the town and do an interview. So he came to Brooklyn. We did the interview, and it was all love from there. Once he came and seen, you know what I'm saying, how the homie was standing out here, he was like, yo. And he seen I had that heat. He was like, yo, I'm going to tell Smurf, blah, 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 blah. I was like, yeah, no doubt. So he went and told Smurf, and then Smurf was like, yo, tell son to holler at me. I hollered at him, you know what I'm saying. We was directing on Twitter. That's how we, you know, started. Then I wound up calling the homie. Called him. Once we chopped it up, it was a wrap from there. You know what I'm saying? And then now we're doing records. You know, it's popping. You know what I mean? He know I got that heat. You know what I mean? He got that line. He messing with, shout out Maybach Music. You know what I'm saying? Them the big dogs over there. You know,
shout
that boy
out,
Rose.
Shout
out, you know, all that over there. All the family. You know what I mean?
Shout out to Young Dice, the whole squad. Shout out to Bang.
Young Dice, the whole team. Yeah.
They definitely doing their thing. Shout out to Torch. I definitely, you know what I'm saying, see your movement, and Bangham is definitely our fan. Shout out to Mikey T. He is the one responsible for this interview. tonight.
Yeah, Mikey T is my dude, man. That's my dude,
definitely.
Mikey T. I ride or die for that dude. Whoa. That's my dude.
That's what it is, man. I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines because the lines is blowing the F up for right now. It's blowing up right now. So I'm going to go ahead and let some of our people live on the line ask you some questions, my dude, all right? You ready for that?
For sure.
That's what
it is.
I got my boy Permiss out of the B-More area, originally from New York, live on the line. Permiss, you got a question for my dude?
Yeah, absolutely, man. First of all, peace and blessings, brother. You know what I mean? Definitely doing the real thing. One of the things that I want to ask was, what are some of the things you from Buddha, you know what I mean, and coming out and him showing you the ropes and everything?
Some of the things I learned from Buddha?
Yeah.
I actually learned how to really format songs. Like, you know what I'm saying? He really taught me, you know, Buddha and the whole Wu-Tang camp, they deal with fire. Like, when you deal with them, they very professional. Like, everything they come with, so you learn a lot and you absorb. So when I was around Buddha, I was absorbing all the stuff. I already had the talent and I already could spit, you know what I'm saying? But he basically showed me how to do it on a business aspect and showed me. He made my ear better because from dealing with the best, you know what I'm saying, dealing with the best that long, I know how to differentiate good from bad and things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? I know, you know what I'm saying, what to go with. That's what caught Mikey T in them ear, you know what I'm saying? Because they see, because I deal with quality. I believe, I'm a strong believer in quality over quantity. You could put out 1,000 mixtapes, but if they trash, you know what I'm saying, you ain't going to catch the people. Like, I'm going to put out Shake 'Em Up, not to say I don't put out a lot of material, but I'm going to put out Shake 'Em Up, and I'm going to catch everybody. You know what I'm saying? Because I took my time, and I made sure. I like to give my people, because my whole thing is, man, it's about the people. It ain't even about all the middlemen. No, it's about, you know, satisfying the people, your fan base. They first. To me, they first. That's why I went the independent route, so I could cut out the middleman and give it right to them. But I learned mad stuff off of Buddha, man. You know, just how to deal with the business. He taught me a lot, you know. Because, you know, they've been in it so long. You know, they got so much experience and history, and they so successful that, you know, absorbing that energy was crazy. And then I could walk on my own. That's how I learned how to walk on my own, basically.
That's real talk right there. We're gonna I'm gonna go into I got another call alive on the line. Another one of our DJs, DJ Ricky Ruckus. You got a question for my dude?
Oh shit, I was kind of tuning in with the party he was talking about. You know what I'm saying? You was locked up, right, fam?
Yeah, man, I was up north. I did a little, you know, I had 3 to 6. I did a little 3 real quick. You know, wasn't that too crazy? But yeah, I was up north.
Yeah, I just like getting the perspective, you know what I'm saying, to artists, like, because they're, you know, there's artists that come out and really do their thing and succeed, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, for those that kind of have lived the same path, like, I mean, what do you feel was your direct route? Like, how did you make it? How did you differentiate yourself from, you know what I'm saying, the normal dude talking about, oh, yeah, I could rap, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, what was your plan of attack that was different that got you put on to where you at?
Well, basically, like, I came out with a real life story, first of all, because a lot of, you know how this game is. A lot of stuff is made up. A lot of stuff is marketing, a lot of stuff. I didn't have all of that. I'm coming from a real life perspective, like a Pac or, you know what I'm saying, Wu-Tang. Like, I'm coming from Brooklyn, Bed-Stuy, New York, all my life. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's something real I came with. So when I spit, like, a lot of people feel me because they can relate. You know what I mean? I'm not telling no fantasies. You know, I got 75 million Bentleys. You know, I don't come off like that. I, like, try to keep it, you know what I'm saying, real with the people. And they relate to me. And plus, I try to make that music that you can feel. Not only you hearing it, I'm not just saying the illest punchlines, but I'm talking and you feeling where I'm coming from. So basically, that's how I differentiate it. And, like, it go back to the quality thing. I seen it, the game got a lot watered down from the 90s and all of that. So I try to, like, balance it out a little bit and bring some quality. Not saying that, man, I do it too, man. I got club bangers all day. But at the same time, I'm going to give you that, you know what I'm saying, that good too. You know what I'm saying? Because it's quality over quantity. I'm going to give you that. So I want my listeners and I want my fans to be like, yo, son, it's ill. Like, I want them to know it's worth investing in me going to cop my shit, because I'm gonna give you that fire too. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you the party records and all that, but I'm also going to let you know what it's about for real. You know what I'm saying? So basically, that's my whole mind frame, and you know, it works. People relate to me. They like, you know, live stage shows or whatever. You know, that's how I try to give it up. You know?
That's what's up, man. Shea Gavel, I got my girl from Honey Management live on the line. Honey, you got a question for Shea Gavel?
Sure. This isn't really directed to you, but I would like your opinion. What do you feel about artists that are trying to travel more than one lane? They want to be producers, they want to be MCs, and they want to be videographers. What do you think about that?
I mean, I think it's good, you know, if when you're good at it, it's good, and I think you can learn because the business is, you know, it's not really all about just being a rapper because, you know, you can wear different hats inside the music industry. You know what I'm saying? So if they trying that, that's all good. But I know what you're saying because a lot of people that do that, they really don't be good rappers. You know, a lot of producers be not shitting on nobody, but they got names, a lot of them. But a lot of them, like, I mean, Curtis Blow, you know what I'm saying? It, not the diss them brothers, but they sound like back then a lot of them. Like, they try. You could tell they started from an amateur state, and just because of who they are, a lot of them, they up in the lane, you know, they rocking. They like taking up space because there's a lot of nice dudes that can't get there. And, you know, you got producers rapping and all of this. So I understand where you're coming from. But I think it's a two-way street with that. You know what I'm saying? If you can say about it and you doing it right, I think, you know, do it. But if you just doing it just because, I don't think you should take up that space. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. We got Messiah the Truth, another MC repping the Jersey ever doing his 1-2. Messiah, you want to ask Shea Gavel a question?
Yeah, no doubt. First and foremost, shout out to you and salute to your movement too, my G.
No doubt, man. Question
I want to ask is a question I get too. So, you know, we both on the independent route.
Right.
Sometimes it's a little difficult for us because we don't have the marketing dollars behind us, you know what I'm saying, to get out to these other markets, you know, other states and stuff like that. Would you ever change your style to gain notoriety as far as, like, you know, a prime example? Flo Rida is pretty much a pop rapper now.
Right.
You know, like would you, you know what I'm saying, like to basically achieve the success that you may want to get out of doing music, would you change your whole MO as far as, you know, converting to something different to get that note right?
I think that, you know, it's a business and it's about money. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? And sometimes people have to, you know, conform or sacrifice certain things. When you got the major deals, you know, you got a boss on your head like, yo, we need this. And you got to, you know, you got to show up, because if you don't show up, that deal you signed, you know what I'm saying, you're not going to sign it again. So I understand a Flo Rida and where, you know, the lane that they coming in. I don't think there's nothing wrong with what he did, because Flo Rida is a dope artist.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? The boy spit. Like, he's a real rapper. You know what I'm saying? Even though he went pop, I know music, so I still feel where he's coming from. But me, as far as personally, I'm gonna give you a variety. If I gotta make them records to pop off, I'm gonna make them records. But at the same time, I'm gonna give you that good food too.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna give you that good down home cooking too. You know what I'm saying? I don't know that if I would just go pop, I would go pop. Yeah, I make pop records. I make all kinds of records because the music to me is universal. The music,
exactly.
I'm making the music for everybody. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just making it to please myself in the underground and just the hood. I'm making the music for everybody, but I am going to stay true to myself.
Exactly.
One thing about me, I don't just, you know, jump when people say, you know what I'm saying, jump. That's just not my personality. But as far as me, you know, well, I'm going to do whatever I got to do to get the team and get us where we got to go. At the same time, I'm going to keep it official. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to be nothing that I do. And I'm not going to give up who I am just to be a pop artist. You know what I'm saying? Not me. You know what I mean?
Definitely, definitely.
Because I don't have to do that. Because I, you know what I'm saying? I don't have to do that because, you know, I'm versatile with it. Like, I can get on some pop. Like, if you hear records I got a record out right now, How We Used to Be. That's R&B. You know what I'm saying? I got a record out, Shake 'Em Up. That's mainstream, you know what I'm saying, club. You know what I'm saying? But then you want to go, I got Gladiator School. You know, I got Get to the Money. I got Hood Star, too. So it's a balance with me. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. And Shake, I know back in the day you used to play some ball and everything. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
You
sure.
Were shaking it up on the basketball, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's where I got my name from. Word.
Yeah, so and stuff. So what position did you play back in the day?
Shooting guard, point guard. You know, I was swinging from shooting and point. I'm still nice. When I was
okay.
up north, my man's in there used to be, oh, you played for college or something? Nah, it's from the schoolyard, man. Because that, I grew up on it. That was a big part of the culture, the basketball. You know, basketball is a big part of the hood culture anyway. You already know, always been. You know, so I was in that circle and on the teams and all of that. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Most of the MCs that I know that, you know, they either play some ball or a little bit of it and stuff like that. If you're joining us right now, we're live with Shea Gavel, a.k.a. Green Hornet, a.k.a. Gangsta Green, from the BK, live in the building with us. We're going to go into one of his songs right here, one of his jizzoinks. This joint right here is called How We Used to Be. You want to go ahead and introduce this famo?
Oh, yeah. First and foremost, salute to the fam, Maybach Music. You know, Feed the Wolves, Dry Land Collaboration. You know, the alliance is strong. It's like the three-headed monster, first and foremost. But this joint we about to hear right now, this is How We Used to Be, featuring one of my artists off Dry Land, Tara La Star. It's a banger. It's already international. Let's get it.
Truth hurts.
serious face, but on the low I do smirk. Picture in my head on how I knock the boots work. Seducing me in a spandex dress first. You a rider, gotta admit that. Till the next episode when I get back.
Remember how we used to play, make love between sheets, day and night.
Your boy Prince,
950 plus, and when we in the DMV area, we riding with our girl Lush
on Lush Radio Online.
Shit.
Yo, this is AG, one half of Showbiz and AG, digging in the crates, and you're listening to Lush Radio Online. Everything's buried.
We live in the building. You already know what it is right there. How we used to be, Shakerville, right there. And you call in at 347-826-7722. So what do you think about that joint right there? Shakerell, you live in the building back with us right now. Permiss, what you think about that joint, son? Permiss, you there with us?
I'm here. I'm here live and direct. I definitely heard the joint. I like the track, and I like the direction you was going with the song. Who produced the song?
Shakerell, you there? Shakerell, you there with us, Bill? Shakerell, you there? Shakerell, you there?
I don't know if you're in there.
You in the building or you gone?
but I definitely like the song Lush. I like the direction it was going. Definitely, I was feeling it.
Okay. All right. DJ Ricky Ruckus, what you thought about that? What did you think about that one?
The shit was hot. It started off kind of like, I don't know if it was a sound or whatever. The production sounded a little off or whatever, but once we got in the swing, like, you know what I'm saying, when Shorty came through on the hook and everything, like, she got a really strong voice, too. You could tell there was a couple times where, I mean, her voice was so strong that, you know what I'm saying, it kind of clipped the audio or whatever, but in terms of his, that shit was definitely dope, you know what I'm saying, definitely one of those songs that, you know, you could ride out to.
Okay, that's what's up. Honey, what you think about that? Honey, you there? Did we lose you too?
No, I'm here. I had to turn my mute off. Don't panic. I'm here with you. No, I like it. It's another one of those feel-good songs, definitely.
Okay, that's what's up. Let's see if we got Shakerell, you there? You back with us? I don't know if he went to the store right quick. I guess so. Had to go get them roll-ups or something. But, Guru, you there? What you think about that? No doubt,
I'm in the building, man. I just want to hear more. I mean, you know, I like, you know, I'm already looking for new producers right now. I'm just looking to hear more and definitely want to get on and tell them congratulations, you know, but, you know, on. I definitely.
Guru, you there or are you occupied by something? What's going on, son?
I thought it was all right. Luke Warren, I told him on.
All right, cool. It's totally done for the night, man. But I think the song was it was nice. The girl sounded like she had vocals. When it first started off, it was dope, you know what I'm saying, with the track. But I think the production was off on the song to me, personally. I mean, it has potential, but I think it needs to production-wise, like, it kind of, because I think she kind of peaked a little bit. But all in all, it is a good song. I can see the direction it was going in and stuff. But it got potential. It got a potential song and stuff. But I like it. You know what I'm saying? I like it, definitely. Like I said, you're live right now on Lush Radio Online. We're about to have your boy, Sha Stimuli, calling in a few seconds. I don't know if we got your man, Shakerell, back in the building. Hopefully we do. So we can, you know what I'm saying, wrap up with him and see if he's still on the line with us. Shake a Val, you still with us, baby?
I'm here, baby. I'm here.
That's what's up. Shake a Val, real quick, you know what I'm saying? Get your Twitter and all that information out there, and also tell the people what's new and what's going on with you that we need to check out and everything like that, fam.
Okay, no doubt. Yeah, my Twitter is at Shake a Val. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm on Facebook, too. You know, Facebook/Shake a Val. And on YouTube, we got the movement right now. That's a record we got out. How We Used to Be is doing very well, you know. We got the club banger, Shorty Wanted. No, Shake 'Em Up. I'm sorry. I got so many records. Shake 'Em Up. The Shake 'Em Up joint is a banger for the clubs. Look out for that. Then we got the video out right now. Hood Star, you can go check that out on my Twitter or Facebook or YouTube, you know. And we're getting ready to put this Stranded on Dry Land mixtape out, you know, and I'm working on the album. So look out for me because I got a whole bunch of heat coming, you know.
That's what's up, man. Definitely going to support what you got going on. Definitely, you know what I'm saying, when you talk to Bang and tell him I said salute, my G. You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
that's definitely a dude out there.
Salute to G, Bangham, Smurf, Domination, the whole Feed the Wolves. That's what it's about. You know
Nigga,
what I'm saying?
Sure.
Feed the Wolves. That's
definitely.
What it's about.
And the last two things I want to ask you, Famo, is like, what are some of the things that you're doing to give back to the community? And the second question is, you know, if you had any advice for the youth out there, what would it be?
Okay. I'm going to take the second question first.
Mm-hmm.
The advice for the youth is, you know, try to stay focused, you know what I'm saying, and try to get back into, you know, doing things. Try to think before you act, because a lot of times, you know, a lot of things is going on, like where I'm from and where a lot of other people is from in our urban communities. You know, the youth, just calm down a little bit, try to look at what you're doing, you know, and try to be more positive, you know, and it's the positive people keep it going on, you know. And as far as giving back, I always support my community. Like, you know, whatever I do, it's my community first. You know what I'm saying? Just like when I did my interview, I wouldn't do it nowhere else. I went right, you know what I'm saying, right to the hood, you know what I mean, and did my interview. And I always, like, Dryland Entertainment, that's what it is. That's like a form of giving back, because that whole movement is like people from out of my immediate community. That's like, you know what I'm saying, we do shows, you know, free shows. You know, we try to help. I help. I talk to the youth. You know, I mentor a lot of people out there, you know. I raised a lot of people out there, you know, on the street, you know what I'm saying. So I give back in my own little way, and as I get more successful, it'll show even more. You know what I'm saying? I do a whole bunch. I'm locked in far as my community and all that. You know, that's what I do. I try to stir the youth in the right way. You know, I don't never like try to stir them in no negative direction. You know, I try to take my life story and give it to them and show them that you can still, you know, make a positive outcome, even though a lot of things was negative. Basically, that's how I give back, you know.
Definitely, man. Truly appreciate you, man. And, you know, I'm going to definitely support you, man, and what you're doing. And I appreciate you taking your time out to rock with us on Lush Radio Online. We want to have a forum talking about the industry, talking about how, you know, Nas sent the letter to Def Jam and, you know, Young Wu talking about people being slaves to the industry.
Right,
we're going to be talking about the industry in a second. So if you want to stay on the line with us, stay on the line with us, fam. That's what's up, man. Shout out to Mikey T for providing us with that interview. Everybody stay on the line. We got our boy Shy Stimuli, the world famous, going to be live in the building with us in a second. We're going to go into one of Shy's songs real quick, a new joint he got called Title. And we're going to be right back on Lush Radio Online with Shy Stimuli.
What? I will not lose. Say I will not lose. Say I will not lose.
say I will not. I'ma tell you like somebody told me. Keep your mouth closed, ain't nobody gon' feed you. Mama said money's a problem, I don't need. I said I feel you, mama, but yeah, we gon' see. Been on the grind, out of my mind since 03. I'm running out of time, the game is in OT. Just hand me the rock, the pressure is on me. If we down by two and I'm open, I go for three. I go for the jugular, deep in your paws. I'm an animal, I told you no feet. I got paws, no teeth, I got jaws on beat. I don't pause, girls leak in their claws. When I speak, you applaud now. My future's in my hindsight. I'm so ahead, I can't tell when the time's right. I feel like shooting up the club just to shine bright. Can't drive a lemon in the limelight. I'm about to get a little money so I can live comfy. Make sure I take care of my fam. I'm about to kill every beat. Go out on the street, have people know who I am. I'ma have a whole lot of ladies wanna have my baby, even though that's not my plan. Homie, if you feel like me, forever hold your peace. Either that or you can throw up your hands and say, I wanna win. 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 Let's go. Love to send the club, but you hate it online. Speaking of the club, no more waiting online. I could bring the girls, but I'd rather have the ladies with us. And we handle bottle service like a babysitter. I'm really about to win like Tiger on the green. I'm a lion with the pen, Nick. Except I don't be lying, I be striking all the pins. Then I switch the game up, ain't no striking. I go in like I'm standing at the plate. It's the knife inning and we loaded all the bases. Looking at the big picture, I can feel a tingle. The fans wanna hit and all I need is a single. I don't think y'all get it, I'ma win. I wanna win, I wanna win, I wanna win. I wanna win, I wanna win, I wanna win. Again and again, to repeat it, I'm about to get the title. The trophy and the belt with the ring and the medal. When I blame it on myself, I'm tired of being unheard. Like charades, three syllables, one word. Stimuli. I'm about to get a little money so I can live comfy. Make sure I take care of my fam. I'm about to chill every week. Go out on the street, have people know who I am. I'ma have a whole lot of ladies wanna have a baby, even though that's not my plan. Homie, if you feel like me, forever hold your peace. Either that or you can throw up your hands and say, I wanna win. 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 Let's go. If you ever had a setback, obstacle, or hurdle, or a dream deferred, or your self-esteem was murdered, this is that soundtrack, theme music. Gets the perfect backdrop for you reaching the top. I've been a worker at the bottom, wasn't on the team, but I kept trying out. Fuck that, I just took the word trying out from my vocabulary. Now I'm scared to die without changing the globe or breaking the mold. See, I don't gas myself, I just ask myself, why I focus on the past? I surpass myself. Forget fancy cars, I outlast all y'all, and I handle bars like I'm Lance Armstrong. I'm about to get a little money so I can live comfy. Make sure I take care of my fam. I'm about to chill every week. Go out on the street, have people know who I am. I'ma have a whole lot of ladies tryna have a baby, even though that's not my plan. Homie, if you feel like me, forever hold your peace. Either that or you can throw up your hands and say, I wanna win. I wanna win. I wanna win.
Yo, what up? What's poppin'? It's your boy Cuban Link, and right now you're listening to Lush Radio Online, and this is to get the fuck up out of here Fridays, so you know what you gotta do, man. Get the fuck up and get the spaghetti. Team Studios, what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We live in the building all day. It's your girl, Lush, man. Salute, salute to my boy, boy. The one and only Cuban Link right there with Shy Stimuli right there. Title, that's a new joint. And just live in the building with us. And be prepared, man, for some serious knowledge dropping. My man goes in. So he's going to be live on the line. After that, we're going to get into some more Hot or Not, but we're going to go into our forum and Hot or Not tonight. But we got to talk about this industry, but I'm going to go ahead and bring out the world famous, not just an actor, not just a rapper, not just a philosopher. He's my dude, Shy Stimuli. What up, my dude? What's poppin'?
What up? How's everything? I'm good.
Everything is copacetic, man. I'm just loving the fact that you're here with us. You could be anywhere in the building, but you're here with us, Famo. For
what?
Right, always. You know, I'm here with us.
We got people from all over the place, man, live in the building. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely live, and they're going to ask you questions. I got my girl from Honey Management from the DMV, originally from New York, live in the building. From Miss, live in the building. DJ Ricky Ruckus from Ohio, DJ in Ohio. We got mad people in the building that's definitely showing mad love. We got Messiah, another artist from the New Jersey area, and a lot of people on the line right now. But Sha, man, first and foremost, it's an honor to have you on the line. We had you prior on the show not too long ago. And if you guys don't know out there, I'm going to break it down to you, man. This dude right here is put on a pedestal by your man, Master Ace. He definitely co-signs this dude. You know what I'm saying? He is the younger brother of Lord Digger, you know what I'm saying, who is also was also the producer of Ready to Die for Biggie, and also a member of Master Ace INC crew, which is his older brother, you know what I mean? And my man is an actor, you know what I mean? He goes in. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know, if you check out a little bit of, like, cameos, you will see your man, he played a role in Fight, you know what I'm saying, fighting, you know what I'm saying, with Tatum and your man Terrence Howard, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying, your man gets it in all day. And it started at a young age, man. So, you know, if you don't know, then you better ask somebody. So, Shy, man, you know what I'm saying, talk to us, man, you know. Tell us, you know what I mean? I already know that you came from a family of music and everything, but how did that, you know, play a role in your getting into the industry, fam?
Man, that was everything. I just, you know, talked to my brother today. I was over there with him and my nephew, man. Like, just him bringing me around, you know, he didn't have to do it, man. He didn't have to take me to the studio and, you know, be around Biggie and Ace and Gangsta. Just everybody he introduced me to. You know, as a kid, it was just a real privilege, and that made me just really want to do music and see that there were dudes out there doing it for real that chose it as their career. So, you know, it was like music was the thing I loved, but, you know, as a kid, it seemed like a fantasy world. And then you see these people, you know, Craig G and Paula Perry, and it's like, this is what they do. So it became a reality for me, so I went hard with it.
Definitely. Since you mentioned them names, man, salute to Craig G. That's my dude. Salute to Paul Perry. We worked with her on a situation with Welcome to Marcy with Vinny Idol and them. So, salute to her. She's doing a one, too, man. I mean, you making some noise all over the internet. You in the streets. The streets love you and everything like that. You getting crazy rotation, man. But tell me, what's going on with that profile pic on Twitter with the McDonald's situation? What kind of statement is you trying to tell me? Over there.
I mean, the last show I wore Waffle House shirts. And then my, you know, a lot of shows I wear different shirts. Like I wear Best Buy, Staples, Circuit City. Like I'm, you know, it's a double meaning. One is that, you know, I work when I'm on stage. Mm-hmm. It's work.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, like I'm a regular person. You know, I don't necessarily have like a 9-to-5 right now, but I want people to feel like I'm just like them. You know, I'm not better than you. I just happen to do music, you know. And growing up, I was always afraid of jobs. Like, I was afraid of working. And it's really me facing my fears. So a lot of those pictures are going to be popping up, you know, post office. Like, people keep asking where I get the shirts from. I just tell them I get the job for, like, 2 weeks and then leave. But, you know. I can't tell my people.
Definitely, man. And you know, I mean, the whole role with you, you know what I'm saying, the tightness you had with your brother, and, you know, being at that age, you know, being around Biggie at the time that he was alive, rest in peace, and rest in peace, Guru, you know what I'm saying, how was that an influence? I mean, how was it just, you know, being in the presence of Biggie at that time when you were growing up?
Well, it's like you don't really know, you know, what people are going to turn out to be. But sometimes you just have a hunch, or you just,
you know, you just feel a certain way about certain artists. And Big was one of those people. Like, he was humble. You know, I remember him picking out the joints for his demo. Those beats, Me and My Bitch and Everyday Struggle and One More Chance, those were just, like, for his demo. We didn't even know they was going to make the album. So, you know, these were people I heard in my crib all the time. And so it was just a crazy, crazy feeling. And when I heard him rhyme, like, some of the things he was saying was just really left field. I was just thinking that he was, like, it was like a passing of the torch, like a new breed of MC that was talking about real life and still being clever with the pen, you know. I was just privileged, man, and excited.
Definitely, definitely. Straight out of elementary school, you know what I'm saying, you appeared on Master Ace's Slaughterhouse album. How was that? Straight out of, you know, elementary school. I mean, you were real young.
Yeah, that was crazy. Ace don't remember. He picked me up from school, and that was, like, the biggest day of my life. Like, you know, I'm telling everybody, like, Master Ace is about to pick me up from school. Like, it was real crazy. I had been in the studio with him a couple times. I met Big Daddy Kane. You know, I just got to thank my brother, man. I just stayed humble. Like, I didn't press anybody. I spoke when I was spoken to, and I just absorbed everything. But, you know, being on the album was big for me. I think Ace probably didn't really see how big it was. And I'm kind of glad that I didn't take off and try to become the next T.I. Lee or Criss Cross, because that's what I was thinking. But it probably would have cycled me a little bit, so I'm glad I took my time and waited until, you know, I got my rhymes together.
Definitely, definitely. And we got a lot of people on the line. We're going to definitely open the lines for the callers in a quick second. But one thing that I definitely, definitely, and shout out to the BX, you know what I'm saying, Flatbush and everything, you know what I'm saying, but you have shout out to that area. But I really, really acknowledge artists that, you know, go to school and do their thing. And, you know, not ashamed to tell that, because some of these people, you know, the listeners, you know, need to know that, you know, not all these artists, they just happen to just stumble and get a deal. Some of them actually go to college and do their thing, and they do their career. You know what I'm saying? And you actually also play basketball also, and you graduated from college. Tell us about that whole experience.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, college was something that helped me out tremendously. You know, it played a part in me getting a record deal. So I'm not even mad. Like, I went to Delaware State. I went to a school out in Iowa first, and I played ball in junior college. And you know, I was a lazy kid, man. And I think college gave me that time to, like, just figure out what I wanted to do. You know, I met a lot of different people. I actually met Jay-Z's cousin, and she got me an intern at Rockefeller. And that, you know, turned into a record deal later on. So it's like, throughout that time in college, I got a chance to figure out what I wanted to do. You know, I was using the equipment at school to record. You know, word got back to Rockefeller that I could rap. It was, you know, it's a lot of stuff that I would definitely recommend people to just figure out what they want to do with their lives. Like, school wasn't, you know, I wasn't the smartest kid. I graduated with, you know, a 3.3, but it wasn't like, you know, I was studying all the time. I just happened to figure school out. But I would definitely recommend it. It's not like it's a blemish on your street cred by going to college or whatever. So.
Definitely, definitely. And that's true. It's a lot of great. I mean, Curtis Blow went to college. Freaking Murder Mook went to college. Freaking Little John went to college. There's a lot of people that went to college, you know, out there that's still doing their thing. Talk to me about some of the newer projects that you got going on right now that the people need to check and know about. You know, Sometimes is one of my favorite songs, because, you know, I can relate to everything. Sometimes I want to get mad. Sometimes I want to do this. I love Sometimes. But
yeah,
talk about the new project, man.
I'm going to do a part two to that, actually, I'm working on. The new project is called Unsung that I'm working on right now. I think this joint right here is probably for everybody that felt like my Soul to Keep was too concept driven, you know, too much, I guess, of a message on there. So I kind of went back to the just rapping a little bit, not too much, just letting people know that I could rhyme, and at the same time still sprinkling a little bit of concept on there. You know, the whole drive behind it was that I get hit a lot about the place I am in the music business, and
why I'm not further and why I'm not on radio and you know, why I wasn't called for the BET Cypher and that type of stuff. So after a while, it kind of wears on you because you start to feel like, man, maybe I'm not as far as I could be, or maybe things didn't go as planned with the whole record deal and all that. And I started to feel unsung. And then I called the subtitle The Garden of Eden because at the same time, there's a lot of people that haven't done anything close to what I've done so far and are still trying to get to certain levels. So I got to look at it as a blessing. And in the same way that Adam and Eve had to leave the Garden of Eden and not recognize the paradise until they left, you know, I don't want to be in that position. I want to recognize where I am today. And I think a lot of us forget how good we have it. So, you know, that's what it's all about.
That's a true story right there. I'm going to go ahead and open up the line to the people because they definitely waiting patiently on the line.
Okay.
I definitely got my boy Messiah the Truth that actually is from New Jersey. He's another independent artist, and he's definitely doing his thing. Messiah, would you like to ask Shot Stimuli a question, fam?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. First and foremost, what's good, homie?
Hey, what's going on, man? Peace.
Hanging in there. I definitely want to salute you and everything you're doing, your movement and everything.
Appreciate that, man. Appreciate it.
What's a few pros and cons about, you know, being in the industry as far as, like, you know, on the mainstream standpoint, as far as the, you know, the notoriety and the success that comes with it, and also, you know, is it any, like, real big negatives, you know what I'm saying, that a lot of people don't get to see because they're not involved in it?
Well, the big negative is, I wouldn't even call it a negative, but it's the pressure. Like, when I first signed to Virgin Records, the difference was I was no longer recording for myself and my boys, and I wasn't trying to get a record deal anymore. I was trying to sell records. So when you get into the business of selling records, you're pretty much a product.
Yeah.
And when you become a product, you know, you have to be marketed. You have to be promoted right. Everything has to be correct, and it's people involved. So, yeah, you would love to just do the music as pure as you want, but they're a boardroom of folks that have to sell what you do, and they get paid to sell what you do. So they have input. And I can tell you firsthand that everything got shifted. Once they said this was going to be the single, I was like, okay. Once they said, you know, this is the picture we're going to use, I was like, all right. Because you want that check. You want that album to come out, and you start to see the lights, and you start to think, I'm going to do whatever I can do to stay on this label, keep my release date, and get it popping. So you see artists like Lupe and Nas, who probably creatively did what they felt but didn't match what the label wanted, and now they're in a bind.
Exactly. You know,
and it's tough, and it doesn't always work out for everybody. So that's the main obstacle.
So for the most part, for, like, some guys that have got deals, and, you know, when you see them you know, having their little blogs on World Star Hip Hop or, you know, some of the other websites, and they saying basically, it's like they try to turn you into a puppet. Is that somewhat true?
It is if you let them. Like, okay, the more leverage you have, the better. I came into the game with some leverage because I had a fan base solidified, but it was nowhere near to what a major label can do for you, for your fan base. So it's like you pretty much want to control your own destiny. There are a lot of people coming in now that have, you know, hundreds of thousands of views on YouTube and a lot of listens whenever they put a song out. So you don't need to wait for anybody. Like, there's no label that can tell you anything. If your fans are going to go buy your stuff online, they're going to come out to your shows, if they're going to support you regardless, like, the day of the major label is almost dead. You'll be ahead of the curve if you can sell your own music right now. You don't even have to go through iTunes. Like, there's so many stores and so many ways to promote. Like, it's no rules to this thing. Definitely.
And I have just one more question. You know, for somebody that is definitely seasoned, you know what I'm saying, is, you know, quote on, you know, a veteran now. Like, what advice would you offer for those, you know, who are up and coming like myself and that are independent? Like, you know, ways of putting in, you know, what's, is it a proper way and a non-proper way, you know, to put in groundwork as far as, you know, getting your music out?
I don't think there's a proper way. I think there is finding your way. And I know that sounds general, but it really, really takes focus and attention. attention to what you want to say. Like, I'm now coming to grips with the fact that I don't need radio, because a lot of times you sit here and I myself will go to the club and I want to hear my songs finished. And I'm like, man, that would be hot if I could come up with a record for the club. But the more and more I do music and more I think about why I started and when I wanted to get Unsigned Hype and what I wanted to say when I got in the business, it doesn't fall in line with making a record for that. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't fall in line with what you want to do. And once you get that down, no one can tell you anything. No one's going to tell you, yo, your next song, you got to shoot some people because that's what's popping. You know?
Mm.
And if you came in the game doing what you do and who you are, they can't switch that. They can't. Like DMX right now, he may not be on a major, but the fans that he got 10 years ago, trust me, he can go on the road and get money kicking those same things because it was honest. You know what I mean? So find out who you are, what you want to say, and just try not to veer from that path unless you as a human being change. You know, if you grow, your music grows. But don't do it for anyone else. Like, Joe Budden just sold out B.B. King's, shut it down. People couldn't even get inside, and this man is not on radio. You know what I mean? Like, he's not on TV. Like, he just has fans.
Definitely, and that's the truth. And we got another caller. We got my boy Permiss from the DMV. He also has a radio station out in the DMV. Permiss, do you have a question for Sha?
Absolutely. First and foremost, Sha, Stimulat, salute. I caught you, me and you rapped at B.B. King's a couple years ago, the Wire Party. And I think you define the word branding. Like, your business card, when I got your business card, it was very different. It wasn't the average business card. I think you had the Superman emblem on it. So that was real good. One of the things I want to ask you is, you came up under Master Ace in that whole old school hip hop era where the true meaning of MCing was defined. No crew, nobody would accept you if you didn't have lyrics.
Right.
What do you think about the state today? And I'm going to give you a prime example, which kind of shocked me. When I seen Watt Flocka at the BET Awards, he just completely lost his whole song and went in the crowd and started giving people fives. And I just, and I thought, like, wow, like, you're at the BET Awards where people dream and want to go, and you take this opportunity for granted. So what do you think about the game today?
It is what we made it, man. It's really, we dumbed it down so much. I don't even know who's responsible, whether it's the fans, whether it's the DJs. But some parts of that, when you think about that, that's sad. Because I love the wonderment of somebody being able to create words and flip them and create flows and all of that. And it was amazing to me. But now they've taken that element out of the game. In a lot of aspects, like to get on radio, you pretty much have to be close to the R&B format, and everything is about money. It's about a business. So, do I think it's sad? Yeah, but it's like it's technology, man. If you really take a step back and think about hip hop, back in those days that we're talking about, we weren't on daytime radio. Like, really think about it. Hip hop wasn't. It wasn't on daytime radio. So in order for that to happen, Puff Daddy had to come in and kind of take songs that were already on radio, sample them, put his artist on them, and now it kind of infused into daytime. So we're still living off of that formula. We're still living off of the Puff Daddy era where everything was dance, dance, dance. It was 80 samples. And now the South kind of, you know, not to single them out, but they took that same thing and said, all right, well, let's slow the words down. Let's get beats that are bass heavy and slow everything down. And now it just becomes easier for you to repeat. It's more like jingles. And then you throw image in there. So now we got the big chains and whatever goes in the mouth, and we showing things on TV that the average kid aspires to do. And then we say, on top of that, I'm not a rapper. I'm not nice. I'm not even trying to be nice. I just look hot. I got a swag. Like,
So now everybody's thinking, hey, I can do it too.
And definitely.
It becomes easy. It becomes watered down. And the hope, what we can hope for is that it crashes and goes back to the beginning where the average rapper wasn't even taken like that. And if you did
exactly.
it, you loved it. And if you're going to take time and really do it, like right now, it ain't like 2099 where there's cash money deals out there where the average kid is thinking, yo, if I get a deal, I'm set. Nah, you get a deal, you ain't set. You get a record deal. Like a lot of these dudes that was in the XXL freshman list and a lot of people that are still rocking or supposed to be popping right now, they ain't set. Like, they got record deals, but that doesn't mean, you know, they going out buying cars the next day. So what we can hope for is that dudes is, if you going to rhyme, you really love it. You really want to do it. You really want to get better. If not, it's going to be a lot more Waka Flockas and a lot more coonery, and I'm going to be more embarrassed to tell people that I'm an artist.
Definitely. And, Shaw, we're going to talk more about that because we're going to address the situation about Nas writing Jeff Jam and also Young Guru when he made his statement in regards to, you know, people are basically, you know, enslaved in the industry. So we're going to talk more about that in a few if you stay on the line with us, too,
okay.
with that situation later after your interview. We got my boy DJ Ricky Ruckus from out of Ohio. DJ Ricky Ruckus, do you have a question for Shaw?
I don't really have any questions. I just hope that, truthfully, there's a lot of because I just had the same conversation the other day with a couple cats out of Cleveland. There's an artist called Chip the Ripper or whatever. He does, like, a lot of work with Kid Cudi and shit like that, and he works with good music. And I was going back and forth with his manager about the pros and the cons between independent and major. And, you know what I'm saying, my man just really touched on all the points that I was saying, like you really just got to figure out what direction you want to go and then stick with that direction, you know what I'm saying? I mean, so it's kind of along the same lines of him getting a degree or myself having a degree, like you're not selling yourself out necessarily, you're just being smart business-wise, so you got to cater yourself, you know what I'm saying, towards the business, but... I mean, I don't really have any questions. I'm just very, very insightful, you know what I'm saying, and I appreciate everything that he's saying.
Thanks.
That's
appreciate that, man.
That's what's up. And, Honey, live on the line, Honey, we're from Honey Management. You there, Bo?
Yep, I'm here.
You got a question for Shaw Stimula?
No, I don't have any questions, but I do want to say I hope there was a lot of independent artists listening. He was dropping a lot of jewels. From staying focused to the business sense to following direction, just you really set a good foundation for them, and I hope they were listening. And I wish you good luck with everything.
Thank you. I appreciate that, definitely.
That's what's up. And, Jade, you got a question for Shaw?
I don't really have no questions for him, but I do, like, you know, want to congratulate him on all success. And just... say keep doing what you're doing because a lot of cats right now, you know, it's really, really sickening, you know what I'm saying, to see cats out here that's not really spitting. And I tell Messiah all the time, you know, him and I talk, and I say, you know, you got to love this thing because growing up, you know, I'm not no spitter, but I grew up around a lot. And, I mean, we used to just sit in the building, you know what I mean, back in the prison, just listen to cats spit all night, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And, you know, they loved it. So when it came down to making music, and for money, like, it didn't matter. They'd do it whether it was money or not. So that was just
right.
a bonus. And that's not here no more. You know, the cat's just like, well, I learned how to do it just so I can make some money. And they're not really, you know, it's not really coming to, you know, they're not only honing on into the craft. And, you know, I was down south when that whole movement started, far as, you know, I was in college then, early 2000s. And, you know, I watched these cats, you know what I'm saying, where, you know, being from Jersey, they used to get on us about having white T-shirts on. They could pick us out of the lineup. Or being from
right.
New York, they're like, you got these white T-shirts. Then I graduate college, come back up north. These cats got a song talking about in my white T. I'm like, yo, y'all used to be mad at us. Talking about, y'all got y'all big white T-shirts on. Now you making millions of dollars, and you doing shows all over the country just saying, I look good in my white T. I'm like, man, I could have did that. But,
yep.
you know, you're just not really, you know, you're not dumb enough to even dumb yourself down, even think about doing something like that. You know, like,
we come from a thing, if you ain't spitting for real, you ain't going to really try to be no rapper. You know what I'm saying? But it's just that simple nowadays.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I made a song about it, too. Did he send you that song called Unsung?
Yeah, I'm about to go on to Unsung. Actually, we're about to go on to Unsung, and we're going to wrap it up. We're going to get into this form because this cool. issue needs to be addressed. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of buffoonery going around out here, man. Real talk.
This song is actually buffoonery, and it's making fun of a lot of things that's going on. But ironically, this song is getting radio play. Like, so when you hear it, you'll understand.
Yeah,
I did this as a joke, and it's getting spent.
Definitely. We're going to go ahead and play this song right here, Unsung, from Sha Stimuli, and we're going to come right back, and we're going to get into our forum, and we're going to wrap it up with Sha, and we're going to talk about basically, you know, are you a slave to the industry? Why are you chasing that deal, for real?
Yeah. White Hot Productions. For all my real niggas out there, let's get into it.
Yeah.
Look, my name's Sha. That's with an A. I'm from NY. I be in the A. I was broke, but now I'm paid. Not really, but they told me that's what I should say. I'm Tupac. I'm Dr. Dre. I'm Dr. Oz. I'm Dr. J. I'm Dwayne from What's Happening. Hey, hey, hey. I'm a lot of people. A lot of people. I rap slow. I think fast. I make dough. I get cash. Left lane. I whip past. These haters sweat me. Gym class. I probably could have thought of something better there. But you don't need rhymes when you everywhere. I'm out in Greece, Paris, France, Barcelona, Pakistan. I just came from China with somebody's baby mama trying to teach her son to fight. I'm Jackie Chan. I'm unsung. I can't sing, so I bust guns. I'm getting this dough from a drug run. Y'all niggas know where I come from. My street life is not pretend. Got a coupe the same color as oxygen. I whip work like a breakfast meal. Every damn day trying to get a meal. Even if the shit I just said ain't real, it sounds real good, so y'all better chill. I'm eating food, I'm washing dishes, but I don't dry them, that's for the bitches. While you at it after that, girl, clean the kitchen. You want me with you? You need to listen. I'm unsung, I can't sing, so I bust guns. I'm getting this dough from a drug run. Y'all niggas know where I come from. I'm shooting niggas all the time. My chain glisten, my watch shine, my belt's black, my paper's green. So what, I say the obvious that you can see. This is how you spit to make that real cheese. You're you.
Yes, you are.
I'm me.
Yes, I am.
I use the toilet, cause I'm the shit.
Okay.
I'm Herbert Hoover.
What?
I'm too legit.
Yes.
I'm MC Hammer's 43rd dancer that was happy. Someone gave his ass a chance before he joined the Crips. I've been riding. I'm Bin Laden. I'm Joe Biden. You Joe Theismann. I break your leg. Then do the Heisman. Bacon soda rap. Bars stay rising. I love my mother. I hate raccoons. I like cats, I watch cartoons. I'm unsung.
Unsung.
I can't sing,
no,
so I bust guns.
Yes.
I'm getting this money from a drug run. Y'all niggas know where I come from. Cold set.
Cheers. Y'all already know what it is. It's your boy Fred the Godson, a.k.a. Big Bronx, a.k.a. Mr. So Crazy. So Crazy. And you listening to Lush Radio Online. You already know. Emma, what it do, baby? Peace.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lush, live in the building. We live with your boy, Sha Stimuli. And y'all heard that song right there, Unsung. I definitely like that joint. I think it's a play on the buffoonery that's going on with this game and, you know what I'm saying, kind of taking stabs at the truth of what's really going on with some of these artists. And the crazy thing about it is that, you know what I'm saying, with him explaining that and people don't see the subliminal message, you know, they just looking at it's like one of those regular joints, like, you know, them regular, like, down south songs or whatever, but it's really a true meaning behind that whole entire song. Like, there's some buffoonery going on in the industry, and people need to really check themselves and tell the truth and stop playing games. But I want to hear everybody else's feedback on how they feel about the situation right now. I'm going to go ahead and open up to my girl, Honey. Honey, how'd you feel about that song? Honey, you there?
Hello.
Yeah, how'd you feel about
that? Yeah, you
song?
Caught me on the mute again. No, the funny thing is, if I wouldn't have known the message behind the song, I'd have been like, oh, man, he's playing for the other team now. I'd have been really sad by that. But, yeah, definitely put it under the microscope. But the question is, what are we going to do about it?
DJ Ricky Ruckus, what did you think about that song? Ruckus, you there? Ruckus, you there? Okay, I guess we lost Ruckus then. Permiss, what did you think about that song? Permiss, you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you there, live and clear.
All right, there we go. First and foremost, like, I like that song right there. I can see why it's getting a lot of spins. The good thing about it, though, is along with the message, it's still lyrical. Like, I love the MC Hammer line, the 43rd dancer. I'm with that. I'm with that totally. So, you know, I definitely see where it was going. So I'm with it, man. I definitely like it.
That's what's up. I think that, you know, some of the stuff has to be addressed, but, you know, with so many people being dumbed down, they wouldn't even be able to even hear the message. They'd be like, yo, that's dope, son, world up. You know what I'm saying? It's all about that track, son. You know what I'm saying? He getting it in, you know what I'm saying?
You're right. I heard that a couple of times, too.
You know, it's sad that, you know, that people are so dumbed down, they don't even know what's right or wrong. And people, like you said, you know what I'm saying, Waka Flocka could just, you know, forget all his lines and just give people slaps, you know what I'm saying?
Ridiculous. Yeah, that's crazy. You would have got smacked back in the, oh, man, forget it.
Yeah. It's really sad, man. But, Sha, I mean, you definitely doing your thing. I mean, you're one of those, to me, I feel like you're one of those backpack rappers that you have a core fan base no matter what. You know, people believe in your movement and believe in what you're doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Besides just, you know, coming on your upbringing of your brother and surrounded by a lot of these legends, on top of that, you just stand on your own, you know what I'm saying? And you create your own success and not just, you know, being going to college, you know, dealing with the music industry. You also ventured out to the, you know, the movie industry. And tell me about that whole role with fighting and the other independent film that you were in also.
Yeah, the fighting thing, you know, that was like a 3-day shoot, man. You know, I had some speaking stuff, but, you know, didn't make it to the editing room. just real fortunate enough to get in a lot of little situations with the acting and, you know, the independent thing, I had to lead in that, but they still getting it edited. You know, I did a little extra work in Stomp the Yard 2, a couple other things. You know, anywhere I hear about something going on, I just try to get there. You know, that was my minor in school, so that's definitely a dream of mine to really get that popping. So
that's definitely a good look. And independent filmmakers out there, don't sleep on these artists, man. You know what I'm saying? They definitely want to tap into that field, so definitely holler at them, man. A lot of artists are out here getting their acting career on, and they doing great jobs at it, you know. Check out, you know, your man Chris Brown, you know what I'm saying, Takers, you know, T.I., everybody, they doing their thing, you know what I mean? Did her little spill in there, you know, Alicia Keys, you know, Common, people are doing their thing, Mos Def, you know, they doing their thing in the acting game. But, you know, definitely I want you to basically, you know, tell the people once again how they can get at you, Shy. And, you know, and the last thing, you know, what are some of the things you're doing to give back to the community also?
You can hit me up at shastimuli.com, shastimuli.com. I got a beat challenge on there. I got T-shirts on there. Producers, check it out. I connected with my dude, Prince E, a rapper out of St. Louis, and he has a movement called Make Smart Cool, and it's really just talking about education and really trying to get kids to understand that it's okay to be smart. And me and him are collaborating on a lot of songs that are educational but at the same time entertaining. And he has a record called The Brain, which kind of like breaks down the function of the brain. And I'm trying to get him to do like a whole CD of that, because a lot of college professors, you know, heard it and think that they could use it to teach kids, you know, some stuff about school using rap music. So that's one of the things I'm looking into. I also started doing tutoring in Atlanta.
Wow.
Yeah, for kids. And, you know, I'm trying to
tell
get
us
back
about that move, because you recently moved to Atlanta. You actually made that move to Atlanta, right?
Yeah, I'm back and forth. I'm in New York now, but I got, you know, my spot out in Atlanta. I had to get out of New York a little bit. I think I was too used to it, you know. I feel like I'm grinding, but at the same time, when you grow up someplace, it kind of gets used to you, and I wasn't really doing enough every day. So now when I'm here, if I'm here for 5 days, 8 days, I'm on it every day. Like, I'm out every night, I'm working. So, you know, out in Atlanta, you know, cost of living is a little better, so that works
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it is.
You know,
definitely is,
yeah,
man.
I'm trying
yeah.
to reach youth first, man, because, you know, music is one thing, but if I can touch more kids directly and still, you know, make my fan base grow so that they listen to me, that's really something that I dream about. Like, I get some Facebook messages from kids now that, you know, I can't believe, you know, youngsters are even listening to stuff that I'm putting out, but when they tell me I helped them out, or I got them through the day, or made them want to go to college, like, that doesn't even compare with, you know, radio spins and stuff like that. Like, that's bigger than anything.
Wow. That's definitely good, man. And the kids are our future, man. And if you can touch a child's life once or twice, you know what I'm saying, that's more fulfilling than anything, you know,
yeah.
Definitely. And, you know, I'm definitely proud of you, Shy. You do your 1-2. You're a very humble dude. You drop crazy knowledge, and you always come back with some realness, you know. And
yeah.
And I love to submit subliminal messages in Unsung. And, you know, and it's the truth, because half of them are saying the same crap. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? So, you know, and I'm definitely, you know, proud of you, and we're going to continue to support you no matter what. And I want to go into right now our forum right now, and I'm
okay.
about to open up the lines for everybody that's on the line right now. We want to talk about, I know everybody, you know, heard about the situation about Nas writing Def Jam. You know, he was trying to put out the album, The Lost Tapes, allegedly. And, you know, when you signed to Def Jam, apparently, you know, you signed several albums. And that album he was trying to do wasn't going to count against those seven albums. It wasn't really what they were trying to do, and they weren't trying to put his album out, you know. And you know, it's basically like, are they playing the artist as a puppet nowadays? You know what I mean? Back in the day, you know, you get signed. You know what I mean? There's a lot of artists until this day right now that are in the DMV, in New York, in ATL, that are signed and tied up in a messed up position in a contract because they didn't read the contract, or different situations. They was locked in crazy management or contract situations, and they're still benched, and they cannot move. Because they're signed under a contract that basically locked them in.
Yep.
And independent artists need to realize that right now the independent movement is at an uproar, and a revolution is starting right now. People are not standing for this. You know, the OGs, back in the day when they did it for the love of it and not really for the money. people are getting bread, but at what cost? To sell themselves out and sell their souls. But we make universal music no matter what. But there are artists, there's chosen artists that I feel that were chosen to sell themselves out, you know what I'm saying, for that dollar at the end of the day. You know, and I feel like a lot of the situation when we allowed the government and corporate America and Fortune 500 companies to play a role in this culture of what we call hip hop, it caused a tear in the situation. And therefore, independent artists are still crying and trying to get to that dream of the deal. But do you know the whole facade of the deal? You get an advance check and what? You owe them money. You don't pay that money back. They're going to rape you. Okay? On top of that, they used to give you advances. They used to give you all this stuff. But nowadays, they're not going to take that loss. They're doing 360 deals. 360 deals, they own you for real. They own you for real. Before, when you used to go out there, sell your shirts and everything, that was your money. You get endorsements, that's your money. But no, I want a percentage of all of that. That's what they want right now. No, you don't want a deal. You want to build your own brand, start your independent movement, find out about publishing, find out about your rights as an artist, and basically get distribution. You know, there's no reason. The deal about it is basically selling units and bringing that revenue. You can register all of your stuff with BMI, ASCAP, and everything, but get your business together and get legit. Young Guru talked on a segment on YouTube. If you see the video, if you log on to www.lushradioonline.com and look on the main page, you'll see him talking about the industry in general. A lot of people are basically being puppets in this game. And I want to know your feedback and how you feel about that. But, Shy, I want you to go in and tell us, you know, what you feel about the whole situation, fam.
I mean, I've known Young Guru for a long time. He's one of my early, early mentors. So everything, you know, that he's saying is really true. I'm surprised that they let it get out. Like, you know, Guru was an A&R at Def Jam. He was there with my meeting with Jay-Z. And one of the people that walked up to me and, you know, gave me the right thing to do. And he's been in it from every aspect, like, you know, engineer, producer, you know, been working with the artists. And everything he's saying is real. Like, we are puppets. You're begging to be a slave once you go in there for that deal. Like, every time I've walked in a meeting that I asked for, as soon as you walk in that door, you're a loser. Like, you're playing the music, you feel like a jerk. Like, the A&R's pretending, you know, he likes it or not. Like, it's just like, I still remember my meeting with Jay-Z. Like, the whole Def Jam staff is there, and it's like, no matter what you do, you're at their mercy. You know, if they decide to give you a deal, you're at their mercy. And it's really because it's harder to go out there and find your fans and get them to support you. It's really a tougher situation. Well, we think that it's harder. We think that it's easier to go to somebody else and tell them, okay, you're going to give me a little bit of money, and then you're going to make much more, 10 times what you just gave me for me to become a star somewhat. And it's what we used to. It's what we've known. It's what we're kids. We dreamed of getting a record deal because we think that is it. Like,
definitely. And everybody searches for that dream. We got all lines open right now. We got Jay, your line is open. Shake Avell, your line is open. Honey, your line is open. DJ Ricky Ruckus, your line is open. And Permiss and Messiah, your line is open. We got an open forum basically talking about the situation one at a time. You know, touch on the issue. What do y'all feel about, you know, what Shai just stated?
Well, it's Jay, and I agree with him. But the one thing we're not touching on is that, back in the day, you know, that's what we all look forward to and everything like that. But it's the cast that has made it, or kind of like making it seem like, putting on the facade like that they made it, that's making the kids still go after that. It's like none of these cats that's getting raped are going to tell you that they're getting raped. You know what I'm saying? It got to come out, you know, via you know, these internet sites and things like that, and they're trying to hold it from you. They're telling you, okay, I'm riding this car, I'm doing this, I'm doing it heavy. And that's what the kids are looking at. But they're not really giving it to them real and saying, look, I signed a bad deal. This is not how it is. They're, you know, they're not telling you that. You know, it's not being glorified. And then the cats that's getting money, like from independents or, you know, haven't signed those big deals but controlling their situation, you know, they're not even trying to put the kids in a better situation. Messiah and I had a conversation about this earlier, and I was talking, I mean, I said something real, and I was speaking about, like, cats like Diddy's and 50 Cent's and Jay-Z, the cats that's heavy. I'm like, they're not even moving correctly in my eyes as far as to help the cats on the come up, because they're sitting here, like, you got a person like Jay now. And Messiah even told you, like, yeah, he's one of the hottest dudes out. And I said, yeah, that's true. But at the same time, once you say you retire or you done or you got a label, you can't be the hottest thing on your label as an artist and expect anybody else will come up like you. You know what I'm saying? You got to step back and be an executive. You know what I'm saying? This is the reason why we don't have no more major labels from black people since Def Jam at the Russell, because everybody else who got big labels or supposedly big labels are artists. And then whenever they need a hit, they go to themselves. They don't go to their artist. They go and put out their own music. You know what I'm saying? Whenever they're looking for the money.
But you know, Jay,
exactly.
I want to interject, though, because my thing is, what's their obligation? They made it. What is their obligation? Just like they had to find out the hard way, the independent artist needs to read a book to find out. And some of that stuff that they can avoid. No, some stuff, I can understand the industry is going to hoodwink and bamboozle you, but it's not Jay-Z's obligation. It's not Snoop's obligation. It's not 50's obligation to put it out on YouTube. This is what you're supposed to do to be a rapper. That's why it's so. That's why we epitomize it. Because you got to work for it.
Can I touch on that, though? This is Shake. Can I touch on what she just said? Even though it's not their obligation, at the same time, I'm going to touch on how the whole East Coast fell off. And I know Shy and people like that from New York and Brooklyn and wherever they're from in New York know. Mm-hmm. It's the lack of knowledge and it's the lack of unity that made, you know, the state of New York like it is. It's the people and it's the artists that was hit. Because if you look at it, if you look at South artists and you look at New York artists and East Coast artists, it's a big difference. South artists, they got unity. Like Baby messed with Rick Ross.
You know that, right?
Rick Ross messed with Little John. Little John messed with T.I. It's like a unity thing. And like up here and on the East Coast, we got to take some type of responsibility. West Coast too, but we do got to take some type of responsibility because we can't just get everything and say, you know, F everybody else. Like, you just got to find out the hard way. I don't think that's really a true statement, or I don't think that's really real, because they got images that they're real people. And they come from the ghetto, and they come from this and that. Nobody don't owe you nothing, but at the same time, it's not going to kill nobody if you're a multi-millionaire, almost a billionaire, to lend a helping hand. At the same time, just as a black man, it doesn't, you know what I'm saying, kill you to give that knowledge out, because you're not supposed to really get knowledge and not spread it to the next man that's trying to do the same thing.
I agree.
I don't believe in that.
To piggyback on what you're saying, on my G, you're absolutely right. And another thing also is that, to Honey, like, yeah, they definitely ain't there, you know, they don't have to do that, but they're adopting the same, you know, mechanisms that the Jews and the people who own the
right, that the
company,
majors is doing. They're doing the same thing. They get big, and then F everybody else. That's not cool. They just adopted
that, and this is the reason why they're in place, because these cats are scared to deal with the young cats coming out of their projects. So they're going ahead and having the Jay-Z's, the 50 Cent's. You deal with them. They're not going to raise up on you. They're not going to come up in here and possibly kick in our doors to get their money. They're going to have to deal with you. You know what I'm saying? And you sign them, you be the one that breaks them down and sign them to the 10-cent deal.
You know what I'm saying? So they're not looking at us. You let 50 sign to a 10-cent deal. You know what I'm saying? And he's not going to come at him like that. Well, he probably, and if he do, oh, well, that's him. It's not me. But these cats, it's supposed to be a warmer market at that point. You understand what I'm saying? Like, Jay, when he seen, you seen when he felt as though he wanted to get out of Def Jam, he gave up $5 million. Everybody ain't got $5 million to give up to it. The average person ain't got $5 million to get up out of a situation like that when they see they in the bond. So it's a situation of, you know, and like I said, another thing, you got to start telling these cats, you don't have to be broadcasting on YouTube, and when they get to that point, that's your money too. I mean, there's so many people out here rapping right now, that's your money. As a label, if you're a black artist that's on the label, this is your future money right here. So put them in position to make money. You know what I'm saying? But you ain't got to rape them. You know what I'm saying? Put them in position to make money.
I think this is permission talking. I think that is the grand reason why, the number one reason why most artists go the independent route. Number one, they're their own boss. And number two, they control their own destiny, no matter how way, shape, or form you may look at it. Now, on the front end, yes, you're going to have to invest. You see what I'm saying? But that's why I really think the internet really is a great vehicle for artists trying to get their material out there. You know what I mean? Whereas though now, you know, back in the day, you didn't have that. You know, you had to knock on the doors. You had to stand out 30-degree weather and wait for Russell to come in the Def Jam building. You had to do that. Nowadays, it's just the pressing the click of a button. But what I will say as far as the unity, you know, like Shake was saying, I you're absolutely right, 100%. I think the South unifies as one. You know, look at Shorty Low and T.I. when they was beefing. They squashed it up. You know what I mean? And now they
strength come in numbers, man. Everybody talk about the art of war, this and that. They got knowledge. They from the street. If you from where we from, you know strength come in numbers.
Absolutely.
If I'm one Jay-Z, I'm not going to beat 35 hot South artists that's out. They're going to keep their attention on them. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm only one Jay-Z or one Nas. I can't beat 50 people.
Uh-huh.
It's just impossible. I don't care how much fame I got. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what we're talking about.
Another thing I like to add to the discussion, this is Messiah talking,
okay.
Is the fact that will talent ever exist again? Like, meaning, you know, as far as the industry goes, will they ever look at talent? Because I feel like, you know, like Nas's frustration is basically coming from, you know, like how back in the day, you know, when he used the example of, you know, guys that he worked with before that were, you know, some of the biggest assholes, but they worked with him because of his talent, you know, not because of, you know, what they saw him, you know, his image or, you know, as they quote unquote say swag, which, you know, nowadays I think it's more, you know, popularity is what sell records nowadays, is, you know, who got the most swag and who the girls love and, you know, stuff like that. Like will talent ever matter again as far as getting a deal?
I think that, just real quick, let me interject. I think talent will exist. But if you have artists like Nas and the Raekwons and the Ghostface, if you think about it, they working out of their element. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you was to put them back in 9-4, 9-5, I guarantee you Nas would not have a problem putting out Lost Tapes. Why? Because that was what was popular back then. And I think that's one of the one reasons why it's hard for artists like him to sell, because he won't go into the next lane, which I don't blame him. You can't. If you're an artist that is straight lyrical, put out heaters, but then they want you to put on a shiny suit and do that, you're not going to go. And I think the prime example was when he made You Owe Me. That didn't go really nowhere. But the Lost Tapes, I can vibe with that. I'm a lyrical old school cat. Mm-hmm. And you know, I can vibe with that. So I don't know.
But
I want to interject real quick on that whole situation. Right now, realistically, let's be realistic, everybody. Honestly, we're living in popular culture, pop culture. I don't even call it hip-hop no more. It's pop-hop. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, people,
honestly, you got people like freaking I don't knock them, but you got people like Justin Bieber. You done seen Luda. He's a great lyricist, but he done switched up with the pop. I mean, and everybody is basically doing crossover music nowadays. B.O.B., Eminem, a lot of people are doing crossover music nowadays. You know what I mean? It's nowadays, it's not about, you know what I'm saying, how lyrical you are. Back in the day, we didn't even listen to the dang, the track is so hot, you know, the beat. We listened to the lyrics. What are you trying to tell us? What are you trying to say to us? We don't listen to that anymore. We just, yo, we hear a couple of little words. Here, you can dance like this. You know what I'm saying? How they do it. You hear songs
I don't know what your man is saying.
I don't know what he's saying, but apparently the consumer is buying into it. Why? Because they feed it into them. If you ask a 14-year-old right now, who is Biggie or Tupac? Oh, them some old dead cats. They don't even know who they are. The hottest MC is Lil Wayne. But then people say that we don't, they don't owe it to us. But at the end of the day, too, you know what I'm saying? My thing is like this: we owe it to us, from the people that came from that era, to teach the youth about where all of the struggle came from, about the people that laid down their lives in order for us to be where we are, or for me to even do a radio show that I'm doing right now. It's so many people that stand in the forefront that don't even get recognition for what they did. African Bambaataa, DJ Red Alert. I asked a 15-year-old who's DJ Red Alert. He didn't know who he was. You understand what I'm saying? You know, and you know, people like Busy B, Curtis Blow, and people like that stood in the forefront, people don't even know who those people are, and that's sad. You know what I'm saying? And the crazy thing about it is that we as people sometimes fall into the everyday norm in a systematic situation, because this is what government subliminally wants us to do, and we're so brainwashed that I came from a time where we all sat and we ate together. I came from a time where we all actually discussed about what's going on in everyday life, but we don't even have time to even talk to each other anymore or even listen to lyrics. We're so dumbed down, half of the time we don't even care. And as much as we act like we don't know, hip-hop and the way that Fortune 500 companies done bought into it is basically takeovering the world. At one time, hip-hop wasn't even popular at a point. Hip-hop now is on ringtones, and basically everybody, black, white, Hispanic, it's a universal language, hip-hop. But we lost what the culture is, and we got it watered down. And who do we blame? The only people we can blame is ourselves, because we allowed it to happen. A few of us decided that we wanted to sell ourselves out for that almighty dollar, and we decided that basically we don't care anymore. And we got some people that are in the forefront that are able to uplift and take some of these younger artists into the game to upbring them and to tell the true word out there, but they choose not to. Why? Because it's a conflict for interest for them. That's why a lot of them are basically having their own record labels, and who they put on first? Themselves. Why? Because really all they are is a tax write-off at the end of the day. How many people Puffy got signed to his label and they just tax write-off? How many of them left broke? Why? Because they ain't read the contract. How many people don't know the business? Why? Because no one sat there and had that helping hand to tell them, look, read the contract. Look, find out about your business. While you getting that big old fake chain, you can go get an LLC and go incorporate your business. So every time you're paying for something or investing in your building, you can get that tax write-off at the end of the day. Nobody told them that they can go to the SBA and go and get grants and stuff for being an artist or whatever you're doing and get that money and put it in your pocket. Nobody told them none of that stuff right there. But it's up to us as individuals to teach that knowledge and tell our people what's really going on. A lot of artists are out here lost, and they still chasing that deal. What is the deal? A facade? You tell me. Call in at 347-826-7722. What is the deal?
Absolutely.
I wanted to interject real quick.
You're absolutely right.
Can y'all still hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, shit. My bad, y'all. I was on mute, but I was listening to everything y'all been saying for like the last hour. I had to shoot down to the club or whatever. I'm about to DJ and shit, but you know what I'm saying? The shit you were just saying, like, you're probably one of the smartest, like, for real females ever heard speak in my life. Like, everything that you're saying is so relevant in everybody's life. Like, I hope, like, people really, I hope really people really pay attention to the show, man, because y'all are shedding so much light in this last 2 hours that, I mean, like, y'all, from the internet to what y'all was talking about artists, stop being lazy. Get your ass up on the internet and look up publishing and what is BDS and what is media base and all that shit, because you can do it on your own. You know what I'm saying? You just got to, you got to get to a point to where you're, like, comfortable enough to, you know, possibly walk into a record label and, you know, you might have to negotiate parts of your personality or whatever. But, I mean, the fact that you got to that point on your own will get you, you know what I'm saying, one of those fairy tale deals that you hear about. But for those that don't know what ASCAP is or BMI or what percentages are and, you know, what percentages the producer gets as opposed to the writer and the artist and everything like that, that shit's like basic knowledge, you know what I'm saying? The internet is out there for a reason. And if you can't sit down for like 2 minutes and, like, I learned about publishing for real, like, it took me all of like 10 minutes to understand the general grasp. Granted, I know it's a little bit more intricate, but, you know what I'm saying, I knew the difference of a publishing company versus a writing, in, you know, a writer or whatever. So, but I just hope that, truthfully, everybody's, like, soaking in everything that you all are saying collectively, because that shit is, like, so relevant to today, it's ridiculous.
That's what's up. I think it's hitting the streets too. Like, we can't let the streets off the hook though, because like with the hip hop, and I was talking about that too. The streets now is really, really, before, like, you know, you it wasn't about, okay, how real you are. It's cool about being real, but it was an art form. So when you took words and created metaphors, it was taking people to another place. So it didn't have to mean that you shot 50 people, or you did this and did that. It was just how you put the words together. You know what I'm saying? So it was a talent. It was like from poetry sped up, you know, poetry on the beat. But now, you know what I'm saying, with the street being so connected to it, and, you know, and all the BS, you know what I mean, it's really, really making our kids like, okay, now it's like, okay, well, you got to be real. You got to be this. You got to be that. And it's making people do dumb shit. So this is what, like, they're not paying attention to cats like a Nas, who's been in the game almost 20 years now. And he still can't shake this deal situation. He can't even talk to the kids properly because they don't even want to hear him. You know what I'm saying? You artists just like me. And that's why I brought up the Jay-Z's and everybody like that, because they haven't made their transitions. They're doing their Brett Favre thing, like, you know what I'm saying? They want to keep staying and overstaying your welcome, even though, like, Brett Favre produces his team. But at the same time, sometimes you got to step out of the way, and so you can usher these kids in. You know what I'm saying? And usher these kids in through and be an executive. It's like, you got a lot of cats. Like, look at the NBA. Cats like Phil Jackson, who's a coach. He was a decent player, but he's an even better coach. Sometimes you can transition into being a better coach. Like a Nas, like, you know, he's not going to ever be able to do what he's supposed to do in this era, but he'll probably be a great teacher to somebody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But he can't come up off of it. Like, yo, all right, knock it off. I was talking about 50 Cent. He couldn't knock it off. He couldn't see that. Nobody's going to buy 10 million of these albums no more. You keep trying to beat for people for no reason. But it wasn't just him. Lloyd Banks suffered for that. He sold 4 million records. After that, he couldn't sell no more records like that. Why? Wow. Because as he went, G-Unit went. You know what I'm saying? So you did him a disservice. It don't bother you because you got 400 mil. But you did your artist a disservice because you couldn't shut up, you know what I'm saying, and be a boss, you know what I'm saying? So this is what I'm talking about. Like, we have to learn about what's really being real and what's faking, you know what I'm saying? These cats are not really doing their job. They're just saying I'm a boss just because they got the money to say that, you know what I'm saying? But they're not really working.
Not even just a boss situation. You got people out here selling the thing of this buffoonery, talking about they gangsters. All the real gangsters is dead, or they doing freaking bids.
Y'all said real gangsters ain't talking about it.
And they ain't talking about it.
talking about you a goon, but you still getting bitch slapped by people and stuff, and you getting knocked the fuck out, and you sitting here, and y'all sitting here talking about y'all goons, but you ain't never been on the block. You ain't, you don't even know all of the stuff that you talk about. Oh, I'm pushing weight, but when I ask you how much is this, how much is that, it don't even calculate right. You ain't never did no bid. You might have had went in real quick and came out on your own reconnaissance, but you ain't never did a bid. So stop lying to the youth and stop sitting here and you know what I'm saying, tell the truth about your life. You know what I'm saying? A lot of cats, I'm going to tell y'all real talk if y'all listening, just like your man Young Buck, a lot of y'all are leasing cars. They not your cars. Mm-hmm. A lot of y'all cats is renting houses. How you still renting a house when you freaking have, like, how many million dollars? And why you, a lot of us live outside our means. You got to flee the car. How many artists have we seen already that went bankrupt? Like, mm-hmm. For real.
A whole lot, man.
How many people done died broke? Like, for real. Like, it's crazy. How many people can't read?
That's why the independent thing is so great, and people talk about, like, you know what I'm saying, getting a deal. I want to get to a point where you don't, where you giving the deal, not getting the deal, you know what I'm saying, and really giving the deal, not like, okay, I'm saying a big label is allowing me to say I'm giving you a deal. No, you know what I'm saying, because we don't want to do, you know, we can't work. If you got 200 grand, you can do your thing. But nah, I can't. I'm not happy with 200 grand in my pocket. I got to go to somebody and give me 2 million so I can be in debt. Like, we not happy. Okay, you got 200 grand. If you made that in a couple of years, just keep grinding. You might make 2 million in a couple more years. Just keep grinding. You know what I'm saying? But cats, they want it right now, the microwave society.
They become lazy. They lazy.
Can I tell you on the artist thing real quick? Like, I had a conversation. This is Shaw. I had a conversation with an artist that, you know, was kind of doing their thing on Def Jam. And what she expressed to me was that her real life, nobody cares about. Like, she said she has to make up an image and make people believe that this is her in order to sell the image and sell records. And that's what she was told in this industry. And that is what a lot of people are going by, that blueprint. Like, I have to tell you I got to be McKenzie Bentley. I got to tell you that, you know, I made $1 million moving weight. And people believe Rick Ross. They believe, you know, that a lot of these artists are doing what they're doing. And to me, no, you don't have an obligation to the youth technically, but in a sense, you do, because, like, they're listening to what you're saying, and they're believing that they can do it too, and they can be next, and it's coming from either the drug, the street, or the music.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now, if Lil Wayne told everybody, all them little kids to go slap their mother right now in a song, they would go slap their mother. That's how real it is, and that's how sad it is. If Rick Ross went over there and said, yo, right now, if y'all go over there and, you know what I'm saying, go flip some birds, or Jay-Z said it, you know what I'm saying, that's the only way you're going to get these big chains and this, that, and the third, or said this, that, and the third, they would do it, and they're doing
Let me
saying?
Tell you one of the biggest problems. All of them are still walking around with their pants hanging down. The kids are still doing it.
You know,
keep on hanging with you. My kid
you
is buying what? Shit a little too small because he's watching
shout
a video.
Shout out to my man Lil Wayne. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man Lil Wayne. This is what happens. You got people walking around with tight pants, with yeast infection jump-offs going on, and they fall first.
And then they tatted up all crazy. What are they going to do when they can't rap no more? What are they going to do,
well,
get a job with that shit all over their face?
Well, let me tell you something. I think the one of the main artists that I have so much respect for, this artist, he's off a little sometimes, but one artist that I respect in this industry is Kanye. Why about Kanye? Because Kanye is his own guy. He has his own direction. And the thing about it is, he was one of the first rappers that I heard that came out with a gospel song and went crossed over into hip hop. You understand what I'm saying? And just not afraid to take a chance, but he makes good music. Now, we're talking about a guy that went to college. Mother, you know, God bless her soul, was a college professor. You know what I mean? I don't hear no gun or drug talk in his lyrics, but yet he's shooting up the top ranks. Why? Number one, I guess he aligned himself with good people in a good situation. But more or less, the guy has pure brilliance and talent. and
he's
I think
artist,
it's
though.
He's an artist,
you know what I'm saying? He's a true artist. It's very seldom that you find true artists, you know, especially in hip hop. Like, either you can rap and that's it. If you do beef, that's it. If you a hype man, that's it. But he can do it all, you know what I'm saying? He's a
right.
true artist. This is the reason why he's there. You got, you know, even Jay-Z ain't making beats. And he's, you know, 500 in. Like, and he ain't making tracks. He ain't doing all this other stuff. So it ain't too many, like, true artists. So, you know, it's real hard to suppress something like that. You know what I'm saying? He, you know, when you got that and you got a drive behind it, it's real hard to suppress that, man. But these cats now, nowadays, you know, they just want it right now. And they'll do whatever they can do just to make a couple of dollars. But really, like they said, they fake it. And one thing as far as with Lil Wayne, I don't like him. I can't stand him. I promise you, I cannot stand him. That's one of the artists I hate. But nevertheless,
you.
I gotta say that it's Jim Jones and them fought with the tight pants. You know what I'm saying?
I gotta
put that on Jimmy and them with the tight pants. You know what I'm saying? And I, you know what, I like Jim
though.
Jones. I like Jim Jones. But
why
you
hate
you know
Lil Wayne? Why people hate Lil Wayne?
Why I don't like Lil Wayne?
Yeah, well, a lot of people don't like Lil Wayne.
Oh, okay, he's the epitome of fakeness that we're talking about. He's been on TV since he was 12 years old. Where was you gangbanging at? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Where you got tears on your eyes, you shooting up people? You know what I'm saying? Like, real talk, man. Like, you know, you was a hot boy talking about driving cars, nice cars. You made some money. Now you just, you running blocks. You shouting out hoozing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't take that. Come on, man. And then you got to be stoned to understand his music. I said on my blog, I said, yo, Drake is Lil Wayne, but you can understand him. Basically.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be stoned to hear that dude. You understand what he talking about. I don't get stoned like that, so I'm never going to like him. You know what I'm saying? So I'll never buy an album of his. You know what I'm saying? I'm never going to buy an album of his. I'm not a fan. No way, shape, form, or fashion. He's even worse now than he was before. You know what I'm saying? I cannot stand him. He is a problem. He was on Katy Couric, going to tell Katy Couric that he's a gangster. I'm a gangster. Come on, man. This is why we're 50 years behind.
Hold
yo.
On. Let me interject on the Lil Wayne situation, all right? I'm usually an anti-Lil Wayne situation, but this is basically it, okay? He was a good marketing piece. He was a well-put-together artist. He was already grown from the whole money that they made with Cash Money situation, moved on with Baby situation, and then he was next up into line. Then they got the Young Money situation. It was all a pyramid situation. We seen your man, he was rocking blue, yellow, and all kinds of different rags. But then later on, as he gradually grows up, now he's saying he's screaming blood. But from the real blood cast that I know, he's really not no blood, for real. When he up there shooting and doing banks, only because he did this one little bid right here for some gun charges. But who says he's even going through situations like other cats is doing real serious bids? Seriously, at the end of the day, he got money behind him. You know what I'm saying? We done seen this dude like Bow Wow at the same time. We seen Bow Wow
exactly.
Grow up. Like, you've been in the limelight since you was a baby, my dude. So, like, stop playing games. Everybody, you're not a gangster. You might be. You actually, he is a gangster, but he's an industry gangster. That's basically what he is. He did manipulate the game. He manipulated the industry. He is an industry gangster, but he's not a real true gangster in the streets. And I'm telling you, real gangster don't speak on shit, for real.
But you had grown cats who will argue you down about this dude, man. Like,
yeah,
real talk.
Yeah.
And you have grown cats, man, that will sit here and argue you down about this dude. Like, there's no way you can tell. And then I'm sitting here listening to my man, listening to Messiah's bitch, like, and I know your rap circles around him. I just listened to Money on the joint. My man was in shop. And, you know, he's with that Shaker. And these jokers, I'm probably if I said your name wrong, but, you know, these cats is way better. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I gotta listen to this. Like, just listen to the dude's voice. I can't even take that. This is from a personal standpoint, but like, just talking about a whole bunch of nonsense, I can't take it. I cannot stand them. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
so
one thing I want to say, I think we pave in a way slowly but surely, because people
mm-hmm.
like Permiss, people like Lush, I'm starting to put my foot in the door, and everybody else that's trying to give quality independent artists the forum, the platform to be heard. You know what I'm saying? So as long as we help to uplift them and give them a little bit more light, they'll be like trees and they'll start growing and more people will see it and more people will see it. And then they can pull some more along with them. But we got to keep doing what we doing. You know what I'm saying? We can't keep it underground. We got to put them as openers for BB Kings. We got to put them as openers for Madison Square Garden. And we need to be a part of that. We need to override the promoters. And we need to use our weight, stand together, and make these artists get out there. And maybe we could push this shit where the opening act will be so dope. When that yang, come on. Everybody get quiet like, I like the opening act. And what's his Google again? What's his Twitter again? We might have a fighting chance.
You know, to piggyback off what you said, honey, man, like, you're absolutely right. And I think the power of networking on an independent level, I've seen it in the last, I want to say, 5 years, you know what I mean, has really, really skyrocketed to the roof to the point where, you know, you're networking with cats across the country. But the number one common thing is good music. And throughout this whole conversation, everybody has one common ground and common point, which is, when are we going to get the good music? When are we going to get that good, wholesome music? And you're right. When you align yourself with good people, you're going to get heard one way or another. You know what I mean?
And we
like,
pass
we,
it along.
Like,
you know, I get the music, I pass it to you. You pass it to Bobby, and somebody else passes it. It gets to Lush. Now we got a whole demographic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
everything
you know,
from New York down to VA that's pushing this one artist. We got to keep it going.
One of the things that I want to touch on real quick, I know you're pressed for time, but
everybody, I know,
but we put together this Rock the Vote thing about last Monday, you know what I mean? And we had to get a handful of artists to perform. And the handful of artists that we got to perform, they had to perform in front of councilmen, delegates, the whole nine yards. And the one thing that they said was, I never knew independent rap could be this clean and they could come out for a great cause like this. And that was so huge and large on a political standpoint.
That's
really big, man.
And
you
tell them what's going on as the back end of that.
The back end of that is that those artists, those same artists are being recognized by the mayor of Baltimore and all the councilmen, Elijah Cummings, and delegates for that. You know what I'm saying? Because they never knew that hip-hop underground could really be unified and come out for a community cause to get out and vote on November the 2nd because they're trying to impeach our president. And they was really impressed by that, for independent rap to be recognized by City Hall. And that's really huge, man. So, you know what I mean? The voices could definitely be heard, and we unify and we network and make things happen. We could really surpass the masses, man.
I'm in management, and I approve that message.
Yeah,
but that's what it is, man. We live on Lush Radio Online, man. We had your boy Messiah the Truth live in the building, up in the Jersey area. Along with that, we also had your boy the world famous Shot Stimuli, Che Gavel live in the building, special guest Honey Management Permits, DJ Ricky Ruckus. We also have Bugsy and Jay and many, many more live on the show with us tonight. And my co-host Future Guru, man. And we talked and touched on some serious issues. And, you know, we definitely love y'all, and we definitely appreciate everybody that, you know, definitely rocks with Lush Radio Online. On top of that, make sure you log on to www.lushradioonline.com. I got a song from my man, D Real Homage. He's paying homage to all the DJs and everybody that definitely, you know, go on the grind for us artists. Without the DJs, there's no us. You know what I mean? And the radio personalities that definitely support that. So it's called Homage. And we got more music, independent artists, man. We live in the building. Make sure you support all my people live on the line. Follow us at Lux Radio Online. I will be putting all of their Twitter names live on it so y'all connect. Let's make moves. It starts here. One voice, one movement, one world. Let's move together. If we ain't moving together, we ain't moving at all, man. And get that knowledge. It's free. Let's go. We out. Peace.
Track dealers, I see ya. This one for the DJs. Y'all needed this one. Homage paid. Shit. I'm yelling, homage paid. Homage paid. DJ got the record. Let's get it played. Homage paid. I'm yelling, homage paid. DJ got the record. Let's get it played. I'm talking
mix shows, mainstream radios. Yeah, I'm trying to hustle, now watch the money grow. I'm all in, watch your boy do his thing. No more selling dope, flying straight, music make him lean. Shout the DJ, yep, then my salute. I am bananas, I don't mean a fruit. I am a solo artist, I don't need a group. Yeah, no, I'm not a dog, ladies, lead out the Snoop. Not H-Town, but I knock your boots. This and that together, salute, salute. It's derail, boy, I spit that fire. If thinking otherwise, then you're a liar. Man, I gills hard, puts in double digits. Respect is the key, I ain't burning bridges. I ain't chasing, boy, I'm about my business. I got a hot record, DJ, pay attention. I'm yelling, how much pay? How much pay? Where I belong, I'm yelling homage, babe, just for playing my song. Yep.